Casey on the board. ET back at the helm as well, getting ready all his scores from, you know, everywhere, Alaska, Sweden, you know, five-man football or whatever they play over there. But, yeah, happy to be here tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. We got a big slate of games coming up, and, of course, we've got one here on WAXM as the Lehigh Generals are coming at 2-1, 0-1 in the Mountain. Of course, that long loss coming against Union against playing visitor to the homestanding Ridgeview Wolfpack, 4-0, 1-0 in conference for the Wolfpack of Ridgeview coming in as one of the favorites in the Mountain, along with Union Gate City, which we'll talk about a little bit later here. Last week, Ridgeview, a little recap, win versus Virginia High. It wasn't pretty. I think they only put up 16 points, a couple turnovers, but they did get the win against a game Virginia High team. And then Lee last week got a win, second in a row against Pikeville. So since they dropped to Union, they've won two in a row. So they come in on a good little streak here as well. You'll see a little bit different offenses from these guys. Ridgeview likes to grind it out. Last week they had a 99-yard drive, 11 plays on that drive. So they like to grind it out. On the other side, we've got Lehigh. Lehigh likes to play an up-tempo, kind of no-huddle type of offense. They get everything from the sidelines. They've done that for the last couple of years. It's going to be a fun contrast in styles between these two football teams. Ridgeview comes in averaging 40 points per game, 3.5 points allowed. Now, their opponents have not been the greatest in terms of record. I think they're like 2-15 or 2-something early in the year, but it doesn't matter. You got to beat them when they line up against you. Some big weeks. Branson Honaker, some key guys to watch after some unbelievable performances last week. Branson Honaker over 100 yards versus Virginia High last week. For Lehigh, QB Brennan Pendergrass, who has been pretty good for the last couple of years, can really sling it. School record 6 TD passes against Pikeville last year, so he comes in getting that flamethrower ready here for the Wolfpack. We'll kick it back to the station. We'll come back and talk about some key games as we get ready for kickoff at 7 p.m. here on WAXM 93.5.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank affiliate.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
WAXM 93.5. My name is Aaron Collier, bringing you the game this evening here at the home of the Wolfpack, the Ridgeview High School Wolfpack here, a Mountain District class. We got a couple of those today, but this time Lehigh comes a calling. Don't forget, if you're looking for the Union and Union Gate City game, which is probably the key matchup in the region there, don't forget it's on 92.5. WLSD getting the Mountain District as the J.I. expert. I'm usually the voice of the J.I. Burton Raiders, but today they are on. They got their open week, and so I got called into duty for the Mountain District. And hey, man, I'm ready to go. Haven't seen Ridgeview in a while. Saw Lehigh last year. We'll see him again later on against the J.I. Burton Raiders. So this will be a good chance for me to see them in person before that game comes up. Some key games really coming out of Division II this week, as we talked about. The aforementioned Gate City at Union, 3-1, 3-1 and 0-1 in the Mountain District. Union comes in 3-1 and 1-0, so their only loss is to Science Hill, as they traveled over to Science Hill. Avenue at Tennessee High, 2-2. Avenue comes in against 1-3 Tennessee High today. John Battle at Patrick Henry. John Battle comes in 1-2, 3-1. Patrick 3-1. Patrick Henry, they travel to Patrick Henry. Virginia High comes in 1-3. They'll travel to Graham, who came off a tough loss to Union last week at home, as the Union Bears got a big win for the Mountain 7 District. Division 1, a couple games to look forward to. Castlewood comes in looking for their first win, but they're going up against a tough Rock Cove team, who comes in at 3-1. On the season, and one of the favorites in the Cumberland District. And then Twin Springs, who we saw last week dominate our J.I. Burton Raiders last week, will travel to Cumberland Gap, I believe Tennessee, as Cumberland Gap comes in 1-4, and Twin Springs still remains undefeated at 3-0. Some interesting matchups, of course, all eyes on Bullitt Park. I think I saw a stat in the Kingsport Times News. They are something in three, like 31-3 at home or something, like some crazy number at Bullitt Park, of course, when they were Powell Valley and in Appalachia, at their home squad. They were tough to beat anywhere, but definitely tough to beat at Appalachia or at Powell Valley. So that tradition for Union continues this year as well. We're going to go to the national anthem. We'll be back here on WAXM 93.5.
If you've been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck, it's Truck Month at Martin McCoy Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MortonMcCoyChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McCoy Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
WAXM, as the Ridgeview Wolfpack Band playing the national anthem, sounding great this evening at the 50-yard line. So we're about 10 minutes away from kickoff here at Ridgeview High School. Again, some big games coming up. Gate City at Union today. That's on our sister station, WLSD. As Gate City comes in 3-1, 0-1 in the Mountain Conference. Union comes in 3-1 and 1-0. As a big win against Graham last week on the road. Abington travels to Tennessee High. Abington comes in at 2-2, 1-3 against a 1-3 Tennessee High team. 1-2 John Battle travels to Patrick Henry to face Patrick Henry, who comes in at 3-1. And then Virginia High, 1-3, comes in, walks into what I would imagine would be a very mean Graham team, as the G-men went down to Union last week, and they come in at 3-1. Their lone loss is Union at home. And let's look at the Ridgeview Wolfpack starters for this evening on offense. Or let's look at the visitors first. Lehigh Generals. These are the starters for the Generals of Lehigh. Left tackle number 57 on offense. Left tackle number 57, Elias Eisenmenger. Left guard 65, Jaron Schuler. Center 55, Casey Mooneyhan. Right guard 52, Hayden Hobbs. Right tackle number 50, Xander Gibson. Fullback number 34, Jacob Haynes. Running back Grayson Huff, who's going to be a big guy to watch, as Ridgeview even named him as someone to watch, as the senior's been really good, was really good last year, and really got tough yardage for him when they needed it. Wide receiver Connor Early, the speedster, is there. Wide receiver 32, Andrew Holmes. Wide receiver 15, Cutchin Wynn. And then the quarterback, Brennan Pendergraft, comes in for 6 touchdowns last week, a school record against Pikeville, will be commanding the offensive quarterback. On defense, we'll get number 52, Hayden Hobbs. Number 60, Camden Sykes at nose tackle. The other defensive tackle, Elias Eisenmenger, number 57. Outside linebacker, Grayson Huff. Outside linebacker on the other side of the linebacking core, 41, Evan Scott. The two inside linebackers, 55, Casey Mooneyhan. I keep wanting to say Mooneyhan. The other inside linebacker is Jacob Haynes, number 34. At safety, number 4, Connor Early and Andrew Holmes. And that quarterback, number 11, Andrew Smith, and number 20, Scotty Napier, for those guys. Ridgeview Wolfpack starting offense. Left tackle number 55, Waylon Perrigan. Left guard number 67, Jason Butts. Center 51, Noah Rasnick. Right guard 58, Cooper Powers. Right tackle 68, Miles Phipps. QB number 12, Ryan O'Quinn, who is can be electric, man. He can throw and he can run. He had a tough week last week, but we'll look to see if he can rebound today. Running back number 5, Jalen Deal. Wide receiver 18, Tristan Stevens. Hayden Baker and Branson Honaker and Luke Collins are your wide receivers, two to watch. Hayden Baker and Branson Honaker has had some great years so far early in the 2023 season. Branson Honaker at 100 yards last week in that win against Virginia High last week. Defensive starters for the Wolfpack. Defensive ends, you got number 8, Coulter Scanlon, and number 59, Austin Rose. At D tackles, you got 72, Isaiah Blankenship, and number 62, John Salyers. At linebackers, number 15, Chase Fuller, Branson Honaker, and Dalton Mullins are your linebacking core tonight. And at DB, Ryan O'Quinn, number 12, Jalen Deal, number 5, 33, Alan Mullins, and number 10, Hayden Baker are your defensive backfield for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Should be a good one here at Ridgeview High School as we await the captains coming out for both teams here, as the captains for Honaker is number 17, Branson Honaker. I'm sorry, captains for Ridgeview, I apologize. Number 17, Branson Honaker. Number 4, Dalton Mullins. And number 3, Luke Collins are the captains for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. And we're waiting for the Lehigh captains. They are not out just yet. We want to thank our sponsors tonight. And these are all. And here's our season sponsors: Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, the MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, and MyTown and Pepsi are all season sponsors here on WAXM. For the game sponsors this evening, we appreciate the game sponsors as well. Funk Drilling Season, Appy Wireless Arena, John Pardee will be there, Morgan McClure Ford, Village Pharmacy, West End Pharmacy, and Lee Bank and Trust. We want to thank all of our sponsors, both season and game sponsors this evening. You really do make it possible for us to come out and do these games. And like I said, over on WLSD, last week, there's a lot of people that can't get out, whether that means they're elderly or they're just, maybe they live further away, maybe their family live further away, that can tune into WAXM and WLSD to listen to family play, listen to alma mater play, We really do thank our sponsors, and they really do help us do that as we both stream and send it out on the old school radio lines as well. But we appreciate them in allowing us to do that this evening. Wait for Lehigh captains to come out. Here they come. It will be number 2, Grayson Huff, coming out. Number 28, who is injured, but he's going to come out. Andrew Rutherford, which was a big loss for them. Rutherford had an incredible season last year. Number 57, Elias Eisenminger. And number 53, Rhett Robbins, I believe. Once they get out there, I'll see. They're actually on the side over here. And I think I messed up one number. Actually, we'll see. We'll wait till they get out there. But it looks like I got them all right there. Should be a good game this evening as the captains for Lehigh coming to the middle of the field. Of course, Ridgeview already out this evening. We are ready for this Mountain 7 contest. I'm on the home side here at Ridgeview High School. Press box field, one of the best-looking fields in, I think, the state of Virginia. Now, granted, I haven't been way up there in the state of Virginia, but I would say that this is one of the nicest facilities, especially in this end of the state. Just a really nice kind of cozy area, great football field. They have the athletic center all behind me, so everything's kind of all grouped together, which is great to have it all on one campus. And love coming to call games here. It's been a while. So me and Steve Williams was, I think we came here because I think I missed the last couple Burton games here. But I think the last time I was here was when Steve Williams was with me, and that was my first full year, I believe, at WAXM that I was here to watch the Burton Raiders and the Ridgeview Wolfpack, I believe. We was here for a Kelly game a couple years ago as well. So good to be back and good to be in the Mountain 7 here. Again, if you missed the captains for the Ridgeview Wolfpack, we got number 12, Ryan O'Quinn, number 4, Dalton Bullens, number 3, Luke Collins, and number 17, Branson Honaker. And for the Lehigh Generals, we'll see what I got right, what I got wrong here. 57 is one of the captains for the Generals here, Elias Eisenminger. Number 2, Grayson Huff. And number 55, Casey Mooneyhan. And, of course, like I said before, number 28, Andrew Rutherford, who's injured, will be a captain tonight as well. It looks like maybe he has an arm or shoulder injury this evening. Looks like maybe an arm injury. But he'll come out to midfield for the toss. Big game for both squads as they come in. Of course, Lehigh is already 0-1 in the Mountain District, losing to Union to open the season. Ridgeview looking to continue their streak here as they're 4-0. But Lehigh's come in winning their past two games. Like I said at the beginning, these two teams, two different types of offenses here. The Ridgeview Wolfpack, they average 40 points, but they like to grind it out. Last week they had a 99-yard, 11-play drive for their first score of the game. And of course, Lehigh likes to, they actually run the opposite. They actually run a kind of more of a, I won't say hurry up, but definitely no huddle. They like to run it quick. They get their plays from the sideline and like to run it at a different tempo. The referees explain. They're about to flip the coin here. Don't forget, that's, if you're looking for the Union and Gate City game over on, where they're actually on WLSD 92.5. And Lehigh will decline to the second half, so Ridgeview will receive the opening half kickoff. So Ridgeview will open up on offense. Again, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Advisor, Jason Sergio, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Health Futures, AirServe, MyTown, and Pepsi are all season sponsors here on WAXM 93.5. And for the game this evening, Funk Grilling Season, Appy Wireless Arena, don't forget John Pardee will be there. Morgan McClure Ford, Village Pharmacy, West End Pharmacy, and Lead Bank and Trust. We want to thank all of our sponsors. As E.T. Willock, as Triple H's theme rings out through Ridgeview High School. Here at Ridgeview Stadium. As the rest of the Ridgeview Wolfpack comes out of the big inflatable wolf on the left side. I'm on the home side of the press box here. Right, ready for some football here on Friday night. Beautiful night tonight. I mean, it is gorgeous. Right, perfect for a great Friday night football game here in Southwest Virginia. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Steve Williams has the vault at 7 p.m. And if you're streaming, you might be somewhere else at Eastern time. We are in Virginia. But tune in, not only do you get some great rock and roll music, but, man, Steve knows his music, knows his rock and roll history. He has some great interviews. I know last year he interviewed Axl Rose's son, and they was opening up for, I think, someone in Pi. I won't say Warren, but I'm not for sure. He got a really good interview with him. So check it out, man. Not only will you get great music, you get the history lesson, might get a good interview or two from Steve Williams, as he does that from the nursing home. he's not here to defend himself, but it really is awful nice they let him do a radio show at the nursing home. 0-0 as we get ready to kick this thing off. Lehigh comes in winning 2 in a row. Of course, Ridgeview 4-0 here in 2023. You'll have to overlook me here. This is my first time with these two teams. So you'll have to bear with me here as I get ready to go with these rosters here. Number 2 will kick it away for Lehigh, Grayson Huff. And he will kick it, kind of a blooper kick, and we'll receive at the 15-yard line of Ridgeview. Ridgeview going up the left side. He's got some room. This is number 5. He carries up across midfield. He's got a couple guys, and he's ran out of bounds at the 40-yard line in Ridgeview. And that was number 5, Jalen Deal, the 5'8 sophomore, with a big-time return. And they'll mark him out at the 44-yard line. And Ridgeview starts in Lehigh territory early in this football game. Of course, Ridgeview offense comes out like this. Up front, you got 55, Waylon Perrigan, 67, Jason Butts, 51, Noah Rasnick, 58, Cooper Powers, and number 68, Miles Phipps in the backfield. Ryan Quinn at quarterback, number 5, Jalen Deal at running back and receivers. You got Tristan Stevens, Hayden Baker, Branson Honaker, and Luke Collins rounding out the offense for the Wolfpack. Here comes a snap. Handoff goes up the middle, and Deal will be hit and slung down right at the line of scrimmage. As that was number 34 for the Lehigh Generals, making the stop, Jacob Haynes, that linebacker. Gain of around 1 for Deal. It'll be 2nd and 9 for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Ball sets on the 43-yard line of the Lehigh Generals. Great return by Deal. He took it from his 15 all the way up to the 44 to start this drive here in Lehigh territory, looking to throw. Gets it out. This is number 10 on a swing pass on a screen. Gets it out and tackled at the 30. It'll be enough for a first down. Getting around 13 and a first down, as that was number 4 on the tackle, Connor Early. It was number 10, Hayden Baker, with the reception. And Ryan O'Quinn completes his first game. Tough game last week for O'Quinn. 2 interceptions. He did have a touchdown in the air and on the ground. He's very athletic. A tough game last week, but Ridgeview still came out of it with a victory. Shotgun trips to the left side. Ridgeview going left to right on your radio dial. This is Deal, and Deal almost fumbled the ball, but I think he fell on it. And he reacted like he fumbled it, but bounced right back up, as that was Jalen Deal. Carries up, gain of around 4. 10:51 on the clock here in the first quarter. Yes, this is WXM. This is Aaron Collier coming. Usually my home is in the Cumberland District with WLSD. It's the Mountain 7 Takeover. As I'm here on WXM, Jacob and Corey over at Bullet Park for Gate City at Union. Shotgun formation. Throws. It's going to be incomplete. Thrown a little bit behind, number 17 for the Wolfpack. That is Branson Honaker. Of course, over 100 yards for him last week. The 3rd and 6. For the Wolfpack. Now, Lehigh last year gave the Wolfpack a pretty good football game. Kind of kept it close through the third quarter. Coming out in the pistol now. Trips to the left side of the formation. Going left to right on your radio dial. One receiver to the right. Looking to throw. Look. He throws, and he's got him on the out pattern to the 10, to the 5, and he's going to go in. Touchdown! He got him on the 10. He got hit by the 5 and
tight rope the sideline for the score and reads you on the board. Number 18, Tristan Stevens. Tight roping those sidelines. Lehigh had a shot at him at about the 5-yard line, and he tiptoed his way from the 5 inch to the right front pylon of the end zone for the score. So a 10-24 remaining, 6-0. Is your score. 44-yard drive for Ridgeview. Kick is up, and it is good. So Ridgeview takes an early lead, 7-0 for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. You're listening to WAXM 93.5, your home for the best in Mountain 7 sports.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Love you every day, Food City.
On WXM 93.5. My name's Aaron Collier. 10:24 remaining here at Ridgeview High School as the Wolfpack puts an early touchdown on the board as it was quarterback Ryan O'Quinn to number 17 Branson Honaker for the score. That drive started on Lehigh's own 44 after Jalen Deal had a really good return, taking up from the Ridgeview 15 up to the 44 Lehigh. Ridgeview punts it in on a 3rd and 6. Kickoff, good kickoff, and it will actually bounce and almost go out of bounds. And Lehigh's going to have to grab it. I think he thought it was going out of bounds. And 22, the ball, instead of bouncing towards the sideline, bounced straight up in the air. And 22, Brant Mullins was the man that had to catch it out of the air, the young freshman. I think he expected it to go out of bounds, and it just, yeah, if anybody's ever seen a football bounce, you know that oblong ball can just have a mind of its own, and it bounced straight up in the air and never moved. He had to grab it. 10:18 remaining. You just joined us. Ridgeview went on a 44-yard drive after a great kickoff return by Deal to set that drive up on a 3rd and 6. The pass was about to the 10, and it was Honecker took it the rest of the way. I'm sorry, it's Hayden Baker. I'm sorry, number 10, I believe, is the man that had the touchdown. I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure that was him. Pendergraft goes up on the handoff, and he'll get around 3 yards on first down. We'll see who at the end of the pile. That was number 2, which you'll hear his name a lot tonight for the Generals. That is, number 2. Yeah, Grayson Huff. He's going to be their workhorse tonight. Shotgun formation again, going right to left on your radio dial. So trips to the left of the formation, one receiver to the right, looking to throw. And he's going to throw that almost intercepted. He's trying to throw it away. As they was trying to set up the screen to number 4, that's Connor Early. And he tried to throw it away and was almost picked off. I believe that was by number 10 again, making plays all over the place this evening. That's Hayden Baker again, almost jumped up there and picked it. Stop the clock with 9:29 remaining, 7-0. As Lehigh runs a no-huddle offense. As they come out in twins, two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. Pistol formation, Pendergraft at quarterback, Huff in the backfield. Ridgeview up 7-0 with 9:29 left here in the first quarter, and handoff goes up the middle. Says Huff break it to the 30, and he'll have a first down, gain of around, we'll say 8 yards on that play as he carries up beyond the 30-yard line. They'll mark it around the 34-yard line, it looks like, and a first down for the Lehigh Generals, so they convert their first third down of the game. And on a 3rd and 7, breaks away on a draw play for Huff. The guy getting the play from the sideline. He'll come out and trips on the left side. One receiver to the right. Huff will be the lone setback of Pendergraft in the pistol formation. Four down linemen for Ridgeview. Looking, got them all spread out, looking to throw. Pendergraft gets it out. This is number four. Makes a spin move, and he'll gain maybe a couple. Maybe. Actually, I think he'll probably get a no gain from the near sideline here. That was number four, Connor Early. Trying to stretch this team out a little bit, and Ridgeview's done a really good job chasing the ball down. Clock continues to run here in the first quarter. 8:26 remaining. Ridgeview already up 7-0. 44-yard drive that started with a deal kickoff return from the Ridgeview 15, and that drive started on the Lehigh 44. Man in motion coming in tight here. Handoff goes to Huff. Huff's trying to get around the corner. Great block by 52 around the corner. Huff still on his feet. He's going to carry up, run one man over. And I thought there was a flag on the play, but maybe not. Great block by number, I believe it was 52. Jeremiah Johnson, I believe, came around the pull block and really cleared out the right, well, the, if you're looking, see the left defensive end, right side of the Lehigh line. 7:58 remaining. Great clear out block that time. And now Lehigh's faced with a third and around three. A long three. It's almost four. Yeah, spot says three, but man, it's a long three. So we're going to say it's closer to four here, three and a half. Pistol formation. Trips again one more time for the Lehigh Generals, going right to left on your radio dial. And there's going to be a flag. We'll see if it's going to be a false start against the Lehigh Generals. Tough on that one. That'll back them up. The third and around nine now. Big mistake for Lehigh there. They had a third and three up near the 45, and they're backed up to the 36-yard line on their own side of the field here. Thanks for tuning in, 93.5. You're on the right channel. As I'm here at Ridgeview tonight, as I have an open week, I got assigned here. We're looking to throw, looking Pendergraft, looking for the middle screen. Oh, it's wide open. This is Huff. Huff makes the move. He's got some space. He's got a lot of green. 40, 35, 30, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Big-time gain going from the 36 of Ridgeview down to the 35. Or the 36 of the Generals down to the 35 of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Big time pickup. And with 7:46 remaining, Lehigh on the middle screen caught the Wolfpack being a little bit too aggressive. And man, they sold it great. And Huff has been the man on this drive. He's got some big runs and a big catch on third and long. Lehigh moving the football now. Getting the play from the sideline. Again, coming out this time, twins to the left side, one receiver to the right. Pendergraft and Huff, the lone in the backfield. Handoff goes to Huff up the middle. Great job up front by Lehigh, and Huff's going to break this one. He'll have near another first down, as that offensive line is doing a great job of opening it up. I mean, Huff's not being touched until he gets up to the secondary on a lot of these carries. They're just grinding it out here. 7:28 remaining, still staying in the shotgun, out of the huddle. Just joined us, 7-0 in Ridgeview, 44-yard drive that was capped off by a touchdown pass from number 12, Ryan O'Quinn, number 10, Hayden Baker. Got a 10-yard strike, and Baker tightrope in from the 5 on. And now Lehigh on a move here, trying to get that score answered. Handoff goes again to Huff. He's going to get into the middle. This time he's going to be stacked up. Met by number 17 for the Wolfpack, Branson Honaker. Getting in there was the first man to get him down. And that'll bring up a third and one. So definitely four down territory, I would believe, for the Lehigh Generals here. Lehigh again, two different types. Even though Lehigh's kind of grinded this one out, Lehigh doesn't huddle. Ridgeview likes to grind it out. Lehigh likes to kind of get everything set up from outside the huddle and then get ready to run the play, I should say. Fendergraft shotgun. Handoff goes to Huff. He'll have the touch. He'll have the first down. A lot more inside the five. And so it'll be a first and goal. And, boy, he was driven way out of bounds. No flag on the play. As that was number 33 making the play for Ridgeview. That was Alan Mullins. First down for Lehigh. The first and goal from the 6-yard line. 6:15 on the clock. Clock will stop as Huff was driven out of bounds. It's been Huff this whole drive. Running the football, got a big middle screen pass to pick up a 3rd and 9, and now he's just picked up a 3rd and 1. Handoff goes to Huff. He's gonna break it, and no gain on the play. 17 got him around the back of the jersey, as that was Branson Honaker. We'll bring up a 2nd goal from the 6, so no gain on the play. Big offensive sequence here for the Lehigh Generals. Trying to pass the ball a little bit. Pendergraft scored 6 touchdown passes last week against Pikeville. School record. A lot of screens. Just trying to stretch out this Ridgeview defense. Shotgun formation. Huff, the only lone setback. Handoff goes. No. Pendergraft throws, and it will be a touchdown in the middle of the end zone. No. Incomplete. Went right through his hands. I thought for sure it was number 4, Connor Early. Thought he brought it in, but it'll be incomplete. Pass is a little too hot. A little too much hot sauce on that. 3rd and goal from the 6. Not sure about Lehigh's kicking game, so I'll assume this is 4-down territory. Lehigh getting the... We'll go under center this time. Twins to the right side. Man in motion. Oh, and Lehigh fumbles, and Ridgeview's got the football. They ran the jet sweep motion from left to right, and it looked like quite possibly the ball got knocked out when Pendergraft went to pull it in to hand it off. And a tough way to end that drive for the Lehigh Generals, as they had something going. But Ridgeview will take over around the 7-yard line on their own 7. Tough break for the Lehigh Generals as they battle back from around their own 30-yard line. No, I'm sorry, about their 26-yard line. On their own side of the field, and a good drive, but just no points for it. 5:24 remaining now. Ridgeview now as Lehigh's getting some subbing in some guys here. Trying to get around the corner. This is number 12. Trying to get around the corner, and he does. He'll be out of bounds at the 22-yard line. That's number 12, Ryan O'Quinn, the quarterback, around the right side as they go left or right on your radio dial. He scampers out of bounds. Up to the 21-yard line. Getting around 15 on the play. Ball set on the 22. 7-0 is your score. 5:18 remaining here in the first quarter. That'll stop the clock as Ridgeview now. Shotgun formation. Handoff goes. This is Deal. No, this is 17 on the carry. He'll carry up near the 30-yard line. That's Branson Honaker. Tackled by number 55 for the Generals. That is Casey Mooneyhan. Thank everybody for tuning in this evening. .446 remaining, 7-0 is your score. Ridgeview in the shotgun. Handoff goes up the middle again. And this time he's going to break loose. He's up to the 35-40. Knocked out of bounds around the 46-yard line. as that was number 17, Honaker, one more time on the carry on the right side. So the Ridgeview Wolfpack has found something they like on the right side of that offensive line. And that's a couple plays now where they've bounced it outside. Picked up some big yardage. Clock stops at 4:33 here in the first quarter. Ridgeview leads 7-0, 44-yard drive on their opening drive. Shotgun formation going left to right, looking for the screen. Nope, he throws it deep, and he's got good coverage, and everybody falling down over there, and I think their feet just got tangled up. And no flag on the plays. Both guys was looking up at the ball. It was number 11 on Ford Lee High on the coverage, Andrew Smith. And number 5, that was Jalen Deal, the intended wide receiver. Both was looking up at the ball, and he's got their feet tangled up. Good call, good no call by the referee that time. Shotgun formation one more time as Ryan O'Quinn leads his offense here. It's going to be a keeper up the right side. One more time, he's going to break it loose. Almost the exact same play he ran from the 6 to get a big gain, and he's going to get down near the 40-yard line. That's where they'll mark him in the lead territory. That's almost the exact same play they ran on the 6-yard line to get up to the 22 to start this drive. Another march here for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Going left to right on your radio dial. Two receivers to the left of the formation, one to the right. H-back lined up behind the left guard, or between the left guard and the left tackle. O'Quinn now with one lone setback. That's Honaker. Honaker's hit and driven backwards as 65 came flying in for the Lehigh Generals. That is Jaron Shuler. Came from out of nowhere, really shot the gap that time, made a big play. First negative play of the drive for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Only the first negative play of the game for the Ridgeview Wolfpack so far. 3:55 remaining. Same formation, twins to the left, one receiver to the right. Ridgeview going left to right on your radio dial. Honaker is the lone setback. Here comes the snap, looking to throw. Looks, gets it out. This is the number 3 on an inside curl in, and this will be hit and be caught and carried up to the 29-yard line. First down for Ridgeview. That was number 3 for the Ridgeview Wolfpack, Logan Lester, on the catch. No, I'm sorry, number 4, Dalton Mullen. Sorry, look at the wrong roster there. Dalton Mullen for the Ridgeview Wolfpack with the catch. And that was Ryan O'Quinn delivered on an inside curl route. And curled up right at the 29, and it was delivered right on the mark by O'Quinn. Same formation, well, actually twins on both sides now, and this is Deal. He's going to be hit and dropped, and there's going to be a flag on the play as he'll be hit for a yard loss, and we'll see what the flag's going to be. It's going right in the middle of the pile, so maybe a face mask, maybe. And that's what it is. It was thrown when Deal hit the ground, and there's going to be a face mask. A 15-yard penalty it's a 5-yard variety, so it's an incidental one, but you still got to call it. 3:03 remaining. 7-0 is your score. The first, second and 5 for Ridgeview Wolfpack. Shotgun formation going left to right. It's going to be a fake, and it's going to be up that right side one more time, and he's going to be hit. Actually, knocks the safety down, picks up a couple extra yards. That's the same run by O'Quinn up the right side of that Ridgeview offensive line. There's something over there. Lee High can't sure up. I mean, they're going, I don't know if it's the fake or what, but O'Quinn just getting around that right side, and that offensive line on Ridgeview on their right side is really caving it in, and there's nobody over there for about 10 yards. Twins receivers, two to the left, two to the right. Ridgeview going left to right on your radio dial, lead 7-0. Going going to the left side, trying to get around. This time they go left, and Huff got it beat, but good cut, and they're going to get a hold, I believe, at the 10-yard line on Ridgeview. And I believe Honaker was the man they're going to get it, but Quinn cut back up inside. He had his man blocked to the outside, and Huff tried to come back in, and I think that's where he got a hold there. One of those quick change of directions gets the lineman in trouble on that outside, and it's going to be a holding penalty against Ridgeview. And that'll back him up. So that time, O'Quinn with a keeper on the left side, around the left end. And he had good positive yardage, but brought back on a hold. You see that a lot, man. You get those big guys on the outside to make a good block, and the runner cuts back in, and the defender reacts, and the offensive lineman either tries to hold him with his arm or maybe has some jersey to begin with, and it just shows coming the other way. So tough break for Honig, which is actually a back running. He had a really good block, just changing direction, got the defender going the other way. He pulled the jersey a bit. Looking to throw. O'Quinn looks. He's going to take off up the middle, and he's going to run by. Actually, 34 is the man. Oh, fumble on the play. They're going to call him down at the 10. As that was number 34 on the tackle, Jacob Haynes. Sorry about the interruption there. I think I hit my cable here and it jumped me there. .132 remaining, 7-0 is your score. As Ridgeview start this drive, start on their own 6-yard line after a Lee High fumble. Pitch goes to the right side. Honaker got a lot of room, and he's going to waltz in to the corner of the right corner of the end zone for the score. Two drives, two touchdowns for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. That time Honaker took it in from about 9 yards out. Makes up for that holding call as Branson Honaker gets his first score of the day. As Honaker runs in from 9, a 94-yard drive by the Wolfpack. And XP is good. Ridgeview leads 14-0. We'll be back here on 93.5 WAXM as the Ridgeview Wolfpack lead the Lehigh Generals 14-0.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
Here on WAXM, 14-0 Ridgeview, 94-yard drive by the Ridgeview Wolfpack for their second score of the game. A little bit harder than the last time. Last time they got a great kick return by Deal. Got it up inside Lehigh territory to the 44. This time they had to churn it out a little bit more. 14-0 as Branson Honaker takes it in for the score. Ridgeview will kick it away, going left to right. It will be returned around the 8-yard line. Trying to get around the left side. He's got some room, makes a move, and he's still on his feet across the 30. So good return by number 4 for the Lehigh Generals. That's Connor Early. Lehigh had a great drive going. He had a couple third down conversions, a big third down conversion by Huff on the middle screen on a 3rd and 9. Got it inside, had on their own 6-yard line, or their Ridgeview 6-yard line, for the 3rd and goal, and fumbled it. And Ridgeview took it from there. 94 yards later, another score. 14-0 is your score here at Ridgeview High School. Going left to right, trips to the right side, one lone receiver to the left. And then we get Ridgeview that time for an encroachment 3-5 yards for the Lehigh Generals. Ball will be moved up to the 42-yard line. I'm sorry, not the 42-yard line, the 47 or 37-yard line. Get it right here in a minute. Shotgun pistol formation up the right side. There goes Huff. If he picks his way, he'll have a first down up to the 45-yard line. Huff has, the offensive line has done an incredible job, and Huff gets in that middle and just bounces around. He's a big dude, but very agile. And that offensive line is getting a good push up front, and then Huff's kind of picking his way and waiting for that hole to open. He's had himself a ball game so far. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 14-0 is your score as the Lehigh Generals fumbled away their first drive. They had it third and goal inside the just outside the 5 of the 6 and fumbled that one away. That led to Ridgeview's second score. Pistol formation one more time, going right to left. Handoff goes to Huff. He's going to break a couple arm tackles, and he'll get a maybe 2 on the play. Actually, 1. Yeah, they'll give him 2. He's 2nd and 8. He has been able to move the football. He's just trying to get it into the end zone. If you just joined us, Ridgeview, 2 quick scores on their first 2 drives. 44-yard drive. And that should be in the first quarter. So 2 drives by Ridgeview, 2 touchdowns. 44-yard drive on their first possession. A 94-yard drive on their second as they lead the Lehigh Generals in this Mountain 7 clash here at Ridgeview High School. As the Wolfpack lead 14-0, but Lehigh on the move. We'll be back here at 93.5 WAXN.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
WAXM as the Wolfpack lead 14-0, 2 drives, 2 touchdowns for the Wolfpack. Drives of 44 and 94 for the Wolfpack. Of course, Lehigh's moving the football yet again. Their first drive ended on a fumble inside their inside the Wolfpack 10-yard line. And that's what resulted in the second 94-yard drive. As Lehigh now going left to right on your radio dial. As Lehigh has it on their own 47-yard line. Shotgun formation. And flagged all over the place. And they're going to get Lehigh on, it looks like, a false start penalty. And that'll back it up to the 42-yard line.
The penalty against the Generals.
A first and 13. Looking to throw. Quick pass out. This is to number 4. This is early. Making some moves. Making another move, spin move, and he'll pick up a chunk of that yard is back. It'll be 3rd and around, we'll say 6, for the Lehigh Generals as he carries from the 42 up to the 47-yard, past the original line of scrimmage up near the 49. They'll mark it on the 49-yard line.
Pick up
They're right there. It's a yard short of that 50-yard marker. Be third and six for the Lehigh Generals. 11-17, second quarter just underway here at Ridgeview Stadium. Home of the Wolfpack here in the Mount 7 as this is a district game. Looking, this is Huff trying to get around the corner. He's going to be cut down this time as that was number 59, I believe, was the man on the stop for Ridgeview. That was a great job of staying home that time. That's Austin Rose coming from his left defensive end position, and Lehigh's going to have to punt this one away. So after a promising opening drive and even a second drive that moved from the 32 all the way up near midfield, this time Huff's cut down on a third and long, a third and six. It'll be fourth and around 12, so a loss of six there. Just joining us, Ridgeview leads 14-0, two drives, one from 44 yards. The second one was a 94-yard drive after a turnover inside the Ridgeview 10-yard line. By Lehigh. Punt is up and a great driving punt. It'll be fair caught at the 22-yard line of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. The Ridgeview comes out now, looking to make it three in a row here on the drive. They come in 4-0, 1-0 in district. This is the second district game. Of course, Lehigh comes in 2-1, winners of two in a row after their opening district loss to the Union Bears. And this is WAXM. My name's Aaron Collier. Usually you hear Jacob and Corey, so they're over on WLSD as it's Gate City and Union, a big one in the Mountain 7. And Gate City pulled the upset last year on the Union Bears. Union has only lost three since their inception. I think like 31-3 or something crazy at Bullet Park. So Gate City looking to put a four on that on the end of that record. Here comes a snap. Shotgun looking to throw, going right to left. He's going to be punting. Oh, it's a good step up. Looking to throw deep. He's got it. It's almost. It's going to be intercepted. It was bouncing around. Early's got a lot of room across the 50 to the 45 to the 40. Cuts back. There's flags everywhere. He's going to return this one up to the 20, but this one will come all the way back to the 50-yard line. O'Quinn tried to go deep, and he had two receivers, like, right next to each other. And it bounced off one. Deal attempted to catch it, bounced off him, then Early came flying in to pick it off. And the flags happened way after the interception as he picked it off around the 40-yard line. But two receivers right there in a row. I mean, they were right next to each other. It's going to be a hold, so it'll bring back the return. So the return went all the way up to the 21-yard line of Ridgeview. So this will back it back up into Lehigh territory, but a big turnover forced by the Lehigh Generals. Number one rule running routes, you don't have two receivers right next to each other. That's usually a recipe for disaster in that time. They tried to hit it deep. Great job by O'Quinn to step up in the pocket. He had a nice pocket by the offensive lineman and threw a pretty ball, but I don't know if both of them thought it was going. They were both on streaks. They both kind of just drifted towards each other. I think both of them thought the ball was coming to them. They kind of just converged into one spot, bounced the ball around a couple times, and Early was the man who picked it. So Lehigh forces the turnover. As they start this drive on their own 42-yard line. Screen pass, trying to get to the outside, and Ridgeview wraps him up. Loss of around four on the play. That was, I believe, number eight was the man on the tackle, Coulter Scanlon, and number 15 over there, Chase Fuller, for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. 9:30 remain, 14-0 as the Ridgeview Wolfpack struggled a little bit last week, two interceptions last week. I think they only scored 16 points. If I'm not mistaken, if I read the article in the Kingsport Times News right. Shotgun formation. Pentagraph hands off. This is Huff. Huff makes one man miss, and he's going to carry up near the original line of scrimmage, about short of the original line of scrimmage. It'll be about 3rd and 11. Ball carries up to the 41-yard line, it looks like. Huff's only been hit, like, initially once and been brought down. I mean, that's a
brilliance of his running. I mean, he's very elusive. He's a bigger back. He's not a small guy. Senior, he played well last year. Even as a sophomore, he played really well. I remember him watching him against the J.I. Burton Raiders and was very impressed. But he's a hard-nosed runner, man. He's going to run you over, but he can make you look silly as well. Shotgun formation on left to right on your radio. Trips to the right side. Pendergrass looks, throws, and he's got his man. Oh, we had two guys in the area. And I think he was looking for 32, and he was open. He just overthrew him. That was Andrew Holmes, and Lee High for the big turnover will punt this one away. Great job by the Review defense. He had time, and he had two guys on the outside, one running almost like an inside hook route. The other one a hitch on the outside, and he just airmailed it. 8:15 remaining, 14-0 is your score. Snap is good, kick is up, and a line high driving kick, trying to get around the left side. He's going to reverse field, but he's going to be hit and tripped up across the 35. Will mark it on the 37-yard line. So, fourth drive of the game for. Fourth drive of the game coming up. They'll start on their own 30, the Ridgeview 37-yard line. Ridgeview breaks the huddle. Quinn will lead them out. Shotgun formation. Going right to left on your radio dial. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Looking to throw quick out to number 10. He's going to get it. He's going to try to get to the outside. Dancing around a little bit. A great job by the Lehigh. It's number 20 who kind of fought through the block as number 10. He kind of, every time he moved, he pushed the blocker back into him. And number 10 was the man on the grab. That was Hayden Baker, the man who caught the first touchdown for the Wolfpack. And it was number 20 who made the stop at Scotty Napier. The young sophomore making a good play from his right cornerback position. Twins on both sides now. One lone setback, that's Honaker. Looking to throw Quinn, looking. Now he's going to take it, trying to get around that left side, and he will have the first down across midfield. That'll stop the clock at 7:22. The Ridgeview started out quick. And to be fair, up until the last two drives, Lehigh was moving the football. But Ridgeview has capitalized off a big turnover inside the Ridgeview 10-yard line as Lehigh drove all the way down to the Ridgeview 6 and just could not get it in. That resulted in a 94-yard touchdown drive by Ridgeview for that second touchdown. Again, shotgun formation. Just joined us, Ridgeview 14-0 going right to left on your radio dial. 7:22 left here in the first half. Looking to throw a Quinn. Gets it out real quick. Gets his number 8. He's got a lot of room, 40. Down to the 35, to the 30. Great block as Honaker sprung in for another 10 yards downfield after he rolled the DB on that right side as it was number 8 on the grab and catch, Coulter Scanlon. Ran an out route from his tight end position, and he was wide open, and he could have walked at least 8 of that. And Honaker got a great block downfield to spring him to get it inside the third, the 25-yard line to the 27. 7:14 remaining now for the Ridgeview Wolfpack as he did get knocked out of bounds, so that'll stop the clock. Going right to left, looking to throw. No, it's going to be a handoff. This is Deal. Deal on the left side. He's got some boosters there across the 20, and he's wrapped up around the ankles. That was a touchdown-saving tackle by number 11, Andrew Smith, but Dill carries up near another first down. It'll be second around, we'll say 4. Gain of 6-4 Dill. Dill's the one who got a great kickoff in the opening kickoff, got a great return. They got it inside. They got it to the Lehigh 44. Set up that first scoring drive. 6:40 remaining. Issue comes out. Two receivers on each side. O'Quinn and Deal are in the backfield. And looks like Lehigh maybe called a timeout here. Let's see. Yep, Lehigh will call a timeout and talk about it. 6:32 remaining. 14-0 is your score here on 935 WAXM. Mountain 7 football as the Ridgeview Wolfpack lead the Generals of Lehigh.
We're your comfort company.
Yes, sir.
We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Treat your home like family.
Yes, sir.
Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
On 93.5 WAXM, my name's Aaron Collier, bringing you the game here on the Mountain 7 Tilt. We got a couple big games in the Mountain 7, of course, right here at Ridgeview High School. Lehigh trails 14-0 against the Wolfpack, and again on our sister channel, WLSD, which is usually my channel with the Burton Raiders and Cumberland District Football. The Mountain 7 has invaded, and as Corey and Jacob is over there at Bullitt Park for that big clash in the Mountain 7 between the Gate City Blue Devils and the homestanding Union Bears. So some big action here in the Mountain 7. Ridgeview, of course, 4-0. Lehigh's come in winners of their last two, but they trail here 14-0. Shotgun formation, O'Quinn. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Quick out to the left, and he's going to make a move at the 10 and knocked out of bounds around the 9. That was number 10 again. With the grab, just a short little throw out. And that is Baker one more time. Baker was over 100 yards last game. Had a great game last week. So did Branson Honeaker. Both was running and catching the ball, but really through the air, they did their damage. 6:26 remaining. 14-0 is your score. That'll stop the clock as he was knocked out of bounds. So Hayden Baker, busy night. First touchdown as he that first drive tightrope down the sideline from about the 5 and got into that front right pylon. O'Quinn now looking to throw, looking. He's going to get around the right this time, and that time Lehigh stayed home. That play's been money for them all night. And that time, big number 57 got around him, and so did number 52. I believe 52 was the man. That was Hayden Hobbs was the first man to meet him, and 57 came out. That was Eisenmenger, a captain tonight. Finished it off. That O'Quinn keeper on the over the right side has been nothing but positive yardage, and that time not much there. The second and goal from the 8-yard line. This drive started back on their own 37 as the Wolfpack again on a long plodding drive here. O'Quinn under center. I thought he was going to quick snap it. Pitch goes to the right side. Honecker trying to get around the corner, and there's going to be a flag. I think they're going to get a block in the back, as it looked like Huff got rolled, but he might have got pushed in the back as he was coming hard and had a shot at Honeaker, who was coming around that right side on the pitch. And we'll see what the call is. It's going to be a hold. That'll negate the touchdown. And we'll back him up now. So it'll be second and goal from the 18-yard line, it looks like, is where they'll mark it. Maybe the 17. We'll see what the official marking is. 18 is where they'll mark it. So 5:36 remaining, and Lehigh gets a break there. Once again, going from under center, O'Quinn. Looking to throw a quick pitch out to Baker. Baker has it, and he stumbles, and he's going to go down the sideline and score! Touchdown! Second time, Baker is taking a short pass and taking it in himself. Hayden Baker this time from 18 yards out and a touchdown. As O'Quinn to Baker one more time. And another impressive drive by the Ridgeview Wolfpack. After the penalty, didn't waste much time, and Ridgeview now up 20-0 with the extra point coming. Here comes a snap. Snap is down. Hold is good, and so is the kick. 21-0 is your score here on WAXM as the Ridgeview Wolfpack hold and serve here at home against the Lehigh Generals. We'll be back here on 93.5, your home for Mountain District.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Bytown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Bytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Bytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Bytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Bytown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram your hometown dealer.
And we're back here on 93.5 WAXM. Don't turn the channel. It is Aaron Collier. You don't have 92.5 on as the Burton Raiders have an open week. And I was assigned to some Mountain District football here on WAXM. If you're looking for the Union Gate City game, switch over to WLSD 92.5 as Jacob and Corey over there calling that big game in the Mountain 7. Mountain District games coming up here tonight as they a lot of big games in the district tonight. Ridgeview League 21-0 as they'll kick it away. 5:28 remaining and a deep kick, and Lee High's gonna have to return this. No, I don't think he touched it. He didn't, so it'll go back in the end zone. It went above his head, but he never touched it. So it'll be a touchback and Lee High will have it. Lee High's moved the football. Two drives, they really moved and fumbled away. They got it inside the Ridgeview 10-yard line, fumbled on the 6. Ridgeview went 94 yards, and that was their second score. So that made 14-0. Lehigh got their first takeaway on an interception, but couldn't do anything with it as the Ridgeview defense stood up and stopped it. And this drive will start on their own 20-yard line. See if Lee High can do something here. Shotgun formation going left to right on your radio dial. Twins to the right and left of the formation. Looking to throw. Quick throw across the middle, and it's intercepted. It was right off his hands. As the pass was intended to number 20. And instead it was number 33 who picked it off. As that was Alan Mullins on the interception. Well, we got Ric Flair here this evening. As Ridgeview forces their second takeaway, as number 20 had it. Man, if he would have caught that, he would have been gone. As that was Scotty Napier, and it was a slant pattern. It got right up. I mean, it was wide open as Ridgeview kind of brought some guys down in the box, and Lee High caught him, and it just went right off his hands. And 33 picks it out of the air. Alan Mullins, both interceptions by both teams have been tipped balls. Under center, handoff, quick pitch to Honaker, who powers his way up for a couple yards. Honaker on the carry for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Drive will start on the Ridgeview 36-yard line. Actually, it'll be a 38 now, but pick up a 2. Lee High's had some opportunities here as they trail 21-0. Two turnovers have not helped. First one ended up a 94-yard drive for Ridgeview, and the second one set Ridgeview up really nice inside Lee High territory at the 38-yard line. Looking to throw. Look. Hill Quinn's going to be set, and he's going to fumble the ball. And Lee High's got the football in Ridgeview territory at the 45. O'Quinn went way back across midfield, and when he turned to the outside, a Lee High defender was right there. I believe it was 55 was the man Waylon. I'm sorry, number 55 for Lee High, I think, was the man who hit him and jarred the ball loose. That was Casey Mooneyhan. 52 was also in the vicinity of that play for the Lee High Generals. As that was number 52, Hayden Hobbs. So back-to-back turnovers, and Lee High's now with 4:29 left here in the first half. Trying to get some points on the board, setting on the Ridgeview 45-yard line. Shotgun formation, trips to left, one lone setback. One receiver to the right, looking gets it out. And middle screen one more time. It's a slip screen up the middle, and there goes number four, and he's going to carry up to the 30-yard line. And that's Connor Early, and he's still down as he carries up to the 30 off that nice wide receiver middle screen. And Early is back up. Lee High's had a lot of middle screens. They had a halfback middle screen to Huff on a third and nine that picked up a first down. This time it was a wide receiver screen as Early was the furthest guy in, got two blocks from the inside on that trip side and ran right down the line of scrimmage for that middle screen and took it all the way up to the 30-yard line. He got the ball on the Ridgey 45. This time Ridgey, three defenders for the Wolfpack, all right there on Huff. As it was number 62 was the man in on the stop. Jonathan Salyers, and also number 33 was in there. Alan Mullins, I believe, was the man in there too. Huff has not been dropped in the backfield very much, but if the times that he has, it has taken multiple defenders to do it. He's done a great job of running through that initial contact all night. Trips to the left side, one receiver to the right. Pistol formation. Huff now gets up even with Pendergraft, the quarterback. Looking to throw. Looks. Pendergraft looks. He throws it deep, and it is going to be... Oh, did he almost caught at the 15, but knocked out of his hands. And that was great tight coverage by number 33. That was Alan Mullins again, who had the first interception for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Third down and 13 from the Wolfpack 33-yard line. You got to think this is probably four down territory for Lee High. 2:56 remaining. Maybe pick up a good chunk here, and well, I guess we'll find out on this first down play. Pick up about half of this yard is bringing up a fourth and manageable here. Looking to throw. Middle screen one more time. Huff now. He's got it again. He's got a lot of room to the 20, to the 15. He's pulled out of bounds at the 15-yard line. And Huff got rode out of bounds, and he's up kind of talking to the referee. As he got pulled down a good amount into the sideline that time. But it was number 33, Alan Mullins, and there is a penalty marker. I didn't see a marker. Oh, I still don't see a marker. Ah, there we go. Okay. Thank you, whoever did that in the score. In the press box, appreciate it, because it is... It's going to be a sideline. It's going to be a personal foul penalty. And it'll be first down for the Lehigh Generals. They'll tack it on. No, it's going to be a sideline warning. So they'll get one warning. So no yardage added on to the run, but it'll be a first down regardless. As Huff again on the middle screen, they have eight up the middle part of that field, and they're just taking advantage of Ridgeview's speed and aggressiveness on those screens. Now, Lehigh has it on the 17-yard line of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Trips to the left side of the field, one receiver to the bottom, going left to right on your radio dial. They've ran a lot of plays that three-receiver side, this time on the left. Looking to throw, gets it out on the screen. Great block by 20 that time, and he's going to take it in for the score, but it's going to come back. Early had a great... Had a great screen, and really, it was a great block by number 20, Scotty Napier, but they're going to call a crackback block. And it wasn't vicious by any stretch. It was as clean of a block as you could get without hurting somebody. And they got a call. It's a lot of emphasis, from what I understand, both in the high school and, and in college as well. Even if it's not a vicious hit. And they might have picked it up. And I believe they did. So Lehigh's going to score And they picked it up. They sure did. Yeah, they waved it off. Touchdown, Lehigh. Another screen pass and a great block. So number 20 for the Lehigh general, Scotty Napier, who couldn't haul in that pass. It ended up being a tip interception for Ridgeview. Laid a great block for number 4, Connor Early. And that screen game has just baffled the Ridgeview Wolfpack here. As again, it was a slip screen, and when Early got the football, the corner had a great beat on it. And number 20 just stepped right in between him and Early. Scotty Napier had a great block, and Lehigh gets a score. Kick is up, and it is good. So Lehigh on the board here with 2:40 left here in the first half, 21-7, as Lehigh marches down off the turn, off the fumble by the Ridgeview Wolfpack. We'll be back here on WAXM Mountain District Football, 93.5.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn. Defense!
Defense! Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Intercept to Early on the screen pass for the score. About 18 yards out after a great block by number 20 for Lehigh. That's Blake. Number 20 for Lehigh, not Ridgeview. Scotty Napier. Napier was the man that couldn't haul in the pass and got tipped for the interception. And that time laid a great block to spring Early for the touchdown. Now Ridgeview leads by 2 scores, 21-7 with 2:40 remaining. That coming off a turnover for the Ridgeview Wolfpack, their second, as O'Quinn fumbled the ball. As Lehigh will kick away, Huff kicks it deep, and Deal will have it on the 9-yard line. Got a good return off that first kickoff. Deal trying to get up the left side. He'll be tripped up around the 30, but he springs forward all the way up to the 34. So Deal with another good return. As the Wolfpack offense comes back out. 21-7 is your score. After their second turnover of the game that time, a touchdown by the Lehigh Generals. A lot of screen passes, a lot of middle screens, as the offensive line has played really well in this game for Lehigh, but so has the Ridgeview Wolfpack. I mean, both offensive lines have really dominated early or here in the first half. 2:35 remaining, 21-7. Ridgeview going right to left on your radio dial. You're listening to 93.5 WAXM. Comes a snap. Shotgun O'Quinn trying to get to the right side, and he's going to have some room, and he's up near the 50-yard line. He finally tackled. They'll mark him on the 49-yard line. That play has only been really stopped once, as it's just a quarterback power play up the right side, and O'Quinn decides whether to take it inside or out. And they locked something around that right corner. Lehigh's really only stopped it once tonight, and they've ran it about probably 4 or 5 times, and each time they picked up a first down except for that one stop in the backfield. Ridgeview huddles up here. Going right to left on your radio dial. 2:18, clock continues to tick here in the second quarter. Shotgun formation, looking to throw. Trying to run through the twin side to the left side. Now there's basically the same play to the left, and this time he stopped after a gain of around 5 as Huff is the man to bring him down. O'Quinn is so explosive. He starts out really kind of not jogging, but very slow, kind of letting his blockers get out there. Then he bursts through, and that time Huff had a pretty good beat on him. Huff was pretty much untouched as he read the play and met O'Quinn after a gain of around 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 for the Wolfpack. In shotgun formation, twins to the left side of the formation. And timeout, Lehigh. We're back here on 9-5. We've only got 1:31 left here in the second quarter as we head towards halftime. I believe it's homecoming here at Ridgeview, so we'll be back. 9-5 WAXM as the Ridgeview Wolfpack lead 21-7 on the Lehigh Generals.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
Back here on 935 WAXM. My name's Aaron Collier. As we're here at Ridgeview High School, here at Ridgeview Stadium, as Lehigh trails 21-7 to the homestanding Ridgeview Wolfpack, 131 remaining here in the first half. Ridgeview on the move here at the Lehigh 46-yard line. Shotgun, hand looking to throw. He's got a man deep, and it is going to be almost. Oh, he caught it. Boy, Early almost had an interception, and it went right through his hands. And it was Baker was the man with the grab. That was number 10, I believe, one more time. He has been on fire tonight. And a first down, Hayden Baker. Boy, I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen this many tip passes. That ended up in an interception or a completion. That one went right through number four's hands for Lehigh, Connor Early. And Baker just picked it out of the air. Under center side, pitch goes. This is going to the outside. Honaker get to the right side here, and he's going to be across the 10, hit at the 6-yard line. As that's Branson Honaker on the carry. He's been quiet here in the second quarter. And right at a minute left here in the second quarter, it'll be a first down. I want to thank your sponsors tonight, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Advisors, Jason Sergio, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McCoy Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirSir, MyTown, and Pepsi, all season sponsors here for WAXM 93.5. You're home for the best in sports here in Southwest Virginia. Here comes the snap under center. O'Quinn pitched to the left side this time. Same play. Honaker trying to get into the end zone. And does, and Review answers. Lehigh score with one of their own. 27-7 now, as Honaker gets into the left front pylon for the score. So Lehigh, after getting some points on the board, almost gets an interception. And that interception leads to a touchdown, or that off of Connor Early's hands right into number 10 for the Ridgeview Wolfpack, Hayden Baker, who's had himself a ball game. Two touchdowns on that big catch. Kick is up, and it is. Let's see if he got it. Good. The handle was a little bit low that time, but we got it. 28-7 is your score. With 33 seconds left here in the second quarter, we'll be back, y'all, 935. WAXM.
John Party.
That's why they call me Mr. Saturday.
Mr. Saturday Night World Tour. Friday, September 29th, Appalachian Wireless Arena. With special guests Midland, Ella Langley, and DJ Hi-Max.
Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown.
John Party. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss John Party Live.
Back here on WXM 93.5, 33 seconds remaining. Actually, 33.3 seconds remaining. So we got a triple three on the board. As Rizzi puts another score on the board, 28-7. Lehigh almost with the interception, went through the DB's hands, and number 10 makes another big play, Hayden Baker. Two plays later, Ridgeview takes it in for the score as Honaker on the touchdown run. Lehigh receive on their own 12-yard line on the kickoff, trying to get around, and he'll be hit and dropped it right at the 25-yard line. So we'll see what Lehigh does here with 28.6 remaining. They trail 28-7. Lehigh comes back out on offense. A lot of screens on that last drive after Early took it in for the score. We're about 18 yards out. Only score of the game for Lehigh so far tonight. Number 20 was the man, Scotty Napier, who had a great block that was going to call a crackback, but it really wasn't a crackback. Basically just got in his way, basically, and sprung early. So great job by number 20 Napier to realize that crackback is something they've been really calling. Handoff goes to Huff, and he's hit and dropped. Boy, came flying off the end on that right side for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. And looking at the number here, I'm tracking him, and I think I lost him. I believe it was 59 was the man. That came off, and no, I'm sorry, it's Isaiah Blankenship was the man that came through, and that'll end the first half of play. 28-7, a lot of moving up and down, but Ridgeview's been finishing off drives as they lead this Mountain District contest 28-7, and we'll shoot it back to the station for halftime, as I'm sure ET's got some scores for us. We'll be back here with second half action here on 93.5 WAXN.
When your dollars do the deciding, there's only one place to go. Morgan McClure Ford, with their always better pricing, it is the place to be. For your next car, truck, or SUV, Morgan McClure Ford has you covered. Plus, they offer the best service and finance teams around. Fall and winter driving are coming soon, so check out their selection of four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive models. Before you buy, give Morgan McClure Ford a try. Stop by and see them at 16600 East Riverside Drive in St. Paul, or call 276-762-5535.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
Don't carry more than you have to. Pay with just a swipe or tap by adding your Lee Bank debit card to your mobile wallet for quick and secure payment. From mobile wallet to mobile check deposit to Lee Bank's free online banking services, Lee Bank stays ahead of the game to deliver the latest banking products to their customers. You can see all that Lee Bank offers by stopping by one of their locations in Bristol, Jonesville, or Pennington Gap, or going online at LeeBank24.com. Lee Bank at one of their four locations or LeeBank24.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kyle Munns joined in studio tonight by Eddie Stanley. Great job by Aaron Collier over there at Rose Ridge, as it is halftime in our game of the week on 93.5 WAXM. Ridgeview leading Lehigh right now 27-7. Great contest over there on Rose Ridge. As we continue on, we'll go ahead and run the scores that we have across the region. Currently, I believe it's near the second quarter now in this game. Union leading Gate City 20-0 over on our sister station, 92.5 WLSD. Abingdon and Tennessee High all tied up 14 at the half. Cave Spring leading Blacksburg 24-0 in the second quarter. We have Rye Cove leading Castlewood 37-0 in the second quarter. We have Chilhowee leading Northside 22-0 in the second quarter. We have Christiansburg leading Pulaski County 16-0 in the second quarter. Fort Chiswell leading Eastern Montgomery 28-0 in the second quarter, as I mentioned before. We have Galax leading Auburn 37-0 in the second quarter. George Wythe leading Rural Retreat 6-0 in the second quarter. We have Grayson County leading Giles 21-0 in the second quarter. Graham and Virginia High all tied up at 14 in the second quarter. Very surprising score line there, as I've come across it tonight. Honeaker leading Grundy big time 36-6 in the second quarter. Honeaker establishing their dominance once again atop Region 1D so far in this game tonight against Grundy. Holston leading Hurley 31-0 in the second quarter. We have Patrick Henry leading John Battle 21-12 in the second quarter. Lebanon leading Richlands 14-0 in the second quarter. James Monroe, West Virginia, leading at Narrows 7-0 at that game in the second quarter. Salem leading Patrick Henry of Roanoke 17-0 in the second quarter as well. Some scores from over in Northeast Tennessee tonight. We have Anderson County leading Knox Carter 42-0 in the second quarter. Knoxville Central leading South Doyle 21-6 in the second quarter. We have Cook County leading Chucky Doak 13-6 in the second quarter. We have Hampton leading Claiborne 14-6 in the second quarter. Daniel Boone leading Campbell County 30-14 in the third quarter. We have Westridge leading David Crockett 29-0 in the second quarter. Dobbins Bennett leading Morristown East 24-0 in that game now in the second quarter as well. Elizabethan leading Sullivan East 7-0 in the first quarter. Greenville leading Volunteer 14-0 in that game in the second quarter. Happy Valley leading Unaka 20-0 in the second quarter. Gatlinburg-Pittman leading Johnson County 42-0 in the second quarter. Science Hill now leading William Blount 28-7 in the second quarter. And it is South Green leading West Green 15-0 in that game currently in the second quarter. Scores from over in Southeast Kentucky so far tonight. Belfry leading McGoffin County 7-0 in the second quarter. Breathitt County leading Letcher Central 7-0 in the first quarter. East Ridge leading Jenkins 16-0 in the first quarter. Corbin leading Hazard 21-0 in the second quarter. Johnson Central leading Boyd County 14-7 in the second quarter. And it's Pike Central leading Martin County 7-0 that game in the first quarter. Of course, we did have an NFL game that took place right last night. It was the San Francisco 49ers remaining undefeated as they knocked off the New York Giants by a final score of 30-12. I'll have more on the schedule for NCAA football top 25 for week number 4 and NFL week 3 coming up during the 5-star scoreboard show later on after our game of the week tonight. But right now it is halftime in our game of the week. And it is Ridgeview leading Lehigh 28-7 at the half. We'll be back with more scores and news and analysis coming up right here on your Halftime Score Report, 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MorganMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply.
Hands-on, real world, from college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
Turn your halftime score report, 93.5 WAXM, your five-star sports giant. I'm E.T. Eric Talamones, joining the studio tonight. My board operator, Eddie Stanley, running the board, running the commercial ads, and helping us both sound the very best that we can as we deliver you the scores across the region tonight. We are at halftime, so without further ado, let's go ahead and run the scores from across the region. In Southwest Virginia tonight, so far, Ridgeview leads Lehigh 28-7 at the half in our game of the week. Very impressive offensive and defensive performance so far by the Wolfpack so far. Union leading Gate City 28-0 in the second quarter over on our sister station, 92.5 WLSD. The Union Bears and Ridgeview Wolfpack look to be on a collision course coming up here in a couple weeks. Abingdon and Tennessee High all tied up at 14 at the half. Cave Spring leading Blacksburg 24-0 in the second quarter. Rye Cove leading Castlewood 44-0 in the second quarter. It is Chilhowee leading Northside 22-0 in the second quarter. We have Christiansburg leading Pulaski County 16-0 at that game at the half. We have Fort Chiswell leading Eastern Montgomery 42-0 in the second quarter. Galax leading Auburn 37-0 in the second quarter. George Wythe leading Rural Retreat 6-0 in that game in the second quarter. Grayson County leading Giles 21-0 in that game in the second quarter. Graham leading Virginia High 21-14 in the second quarter. We have Honaker leading Grundy 52-6. Wow, what a big-time result there for Honaker. And I agree with my friend Dustin Tyler Mullins. Honaker may be the team to beat in Region 1D, no doubt about that. We have Holston leading Hurley 31-0 in that game in the second quarter. Patrick Henry leading John Battle 21-19 in the second quarter. Lebanon leading Richlands 14-0 in the second quarter. James Monroe, West Virginia, leading Narrows 7-0 in the second quarter. Salem leading Patrick Henry of Roanoke 17-0 in that game in the second quarter. Scores from over in Northeast Tennessee so far tonight. Here's a shocking result. Union County leading Alcoa 28-0 in the second quarter. May have an updated score on that coming up later on the five-star scoreboard show. Anderson County leading Knox Carter 42-0 in the second quarter. Knox Central leading South Doyle 25-6 that game in the second quarter. We have Cook County leading Chucky Oaks 13-6 in the second quarter. Hampton leading Cloudland 22-6 in the second quarter. Daniel Boone leading Campbell County 30-14 at that game at the half. We have Westridge leading David Crockett 37-0 that game at the half. We have Dobbins Bennett leading Morristown East 24-0 that game in the second quarter. Elizabethan leading Sullivan East that game in the second quarter. Greenville leading Volunteer 14-0 in the second quarter. Happy Valley leading Unica 20-0 in the second quarter. Gatlinburg-Pittman leading Johnson County 42-0 in that game in the second quarter. Science Hill leading William Blount 28-7 in the second quarter. And it's South Greene leading West Greene 15-0 in the second quarter. Scores from Southeast Kentucky so far tonight. Belfry leading Magoffin County 7-0 in the second quarter. We have Breathitt County leading Letcher Central 7-0 in the first quarter. East Ridge leading Jenkins 16-0 in that game in the second quarter. We have Corbin leading Hazard 28-6 in the second quarter. Johnson Central leading Boyd County 14-7 in the second quarter. Perry Central leading Martin County 7-0 in the first quarter. And in NFL action last night, it was the San Francisco 49ers remaining undefeated in the NFC, defeating the New York Giants 30-12 in NFL action last night. More analysis coming up on the NCAA football top 25 schedule for this week upcoming, along with NFL Week 3 action as well. When we come back after this commercial break, we'll rejoin Aaron Collier over on the Ridge, Rose Ridge to be in particular, as it is Ridgeview leading Lehigh 28-7 at the half right now in our game of the week, right here on your 5-star sports and country giant, 93.5 WAXM.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Love you every day, Food City.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Bytown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Bytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Bytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Bytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Bytown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram your hometown dealer.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Funk Drilling is a fourth generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coal fields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coal field drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
John Party.
That's why they call me Mr. Saturday.
Mr. Saturday Night World Tour. Friday, September 29th, Appalachian Wireless Arena. With special guests, Midland, Ella Langley, and DJ Hi-Max.
Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown.
John Party. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss John Party Live.
Ooh.
We're back here in Rose Ridge, 93.5 WAXM. My name's Aaron Collier. 28-7, the Wolfpack here on homecoming night lead the Lehigh Generals here at Ridgeview Stadium. Interesting first half. I mean, the score is 28-7, but both teams kind of moving the ball here. A lot of mistakes. Lehigh's got a couple turnovers. Castlewood's got a couple turnovers. One of them led to the score as O'Quinn fumbled and led Lehigh on a 45-yard drive. It started on the Ridgeview 45. Of course, Ridgeview went 3-for-3 on their first three drives, made it 21-0 quick, and kind of stalled out the next couple. Had an interception, that fumble by O'Quinn. Lehigh actually drove down after Ridgeview opened the scoring on their first drive, made it 7-0. They drove all the way down inside the Ridgeview 5-yard line and fumbled the ball away, and that led to a 94-yard drive by Ridgeview to make it 14-0 early. And then Ridgeview tacked on another one after they picked off Lehigh one more time for another interception. It was a touchdown pass of 18 yards, made it 21-0. Baker's been the guy as Quincy hit him twice for two touchdowns, one from about 20 yards out, the other one from about 18 yards out. So he has two scores. And he's been running the ball a little bit as well, just a lot of really good, great catches. He had a catch on a tip pass from Ely, who almost picked it about a minute and a half left in the half. It went right through his hands. And it was Baker who caught it. Two plays later, is another touchdown, made 28-7. So Ridgeview has really moved the football. A couple mistakes, but they've made up for it by scoring touchdowns. And Lehigh's got a couple mistakes. The problem was they've moved the ball. Huff has ran the ball really good. Both offensive lines have played pretty well on both of them. And so it's been kind of an offensive game going up and down the field, and both teams with a couple turnovers that's really stopped drives. In Lehigh's case, really stopped them from getting into the end zone at all. Some key scores kind of looked at. ET did a great job with all the scores from around the region. Just some key scores if you're tuning in here before we start the second half of play here on homecoming night at Ridgeview. Chilhowee 22-0 over Northwood at the half. Castlewood, Rycova all over Castlewood, 51-0 in the second quarter. Honaker had to – you usually don't see the score with Grundy. Grundy's had a pretty good football team the last couple of years. I had to ask ET to make sure I had the right score, 52-6. Honaker all over Grundy in the second quarter. Giles trails Grayson County, 28-0. That is at the half. Fort Chiswell, 43. Eastern Montgomery, 0. Galax, 50. Auburn, 0. And that's a final, actually. William Campbell, 8. Alta Vista combined, 0. That was the last score we had in the first quarter. Tazewell trails Princeton, 21-0 at the half. Lebanon over Richlands, 14-0 at half. So the Lebanon Pioneers looking to get a win tonight over Richlands. 21-14, Graham and Virginia High. Close one at the half as Graham coming off the
When your dollars do the deciding, there's only one place to go. Morgan McClure Ford, with their always better pricing, it is the place to be. For your next car, truck, or SUV, Morgan McClure Ford has you covered. Plus, they offer the best service and finance teams around. Fall and winter driving are coming soon, so check out their selection of four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive models. Before you buy, give Morgan McClure Ford a try. Stop by and see them at 16600 East Riverside Drive in St. Paul or call 276-762-5535.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield.
3-5-WAX. I'm sorry about that. We got a little bit of a short in our power on the power bank here that goes to our phone system here, so I apologize for, I think I kicked it there and it shorted out on me. Thanks, Randy, for covering with a commercial there. 21-14, we talked about Graham and Virginia High, close one at the half last time we heard. John Battle, 19. Patrick Henry, 21 at the half. Another close one there. And over at Boulder Park, Union making a statement, 28-0 over Gay City. Of course, Union only lost to Science Hill this year, had a big win over Graham on the road last week. It was a big win for Union because they lead Gay City 28-0. Remember, Gay City defeated Union last year in what was, I think, probably one of the bigger upsets. Gay City had a really good year and beat Union at home. That's pretty much about it as far as the key scores here in this area. ET does a lot better job than I do, but I figured I'd give a whirl here on homecoming as a little bit longer halftime. Both teams now warming up. Ridgeview's ready to go. Lehigh just is finishing up their stuff now here. I'd like to thank our sponsors. They do a great job in supporting the station and supporting local sports here. Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo, Jason, Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure, Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Health Keepers, AirServe, MyTown, and Pepsi, all season sponsors here on WAXM 93.5. And for the game, Funk Drilling, Appy Wireless, don't forget, John Party will be there. Morgan McClure Ford, Village Pharmacy, West End Pharmacy, and Lee Bank and Trust. Thank you guys for signing up for this Mountain 7 District game. As we get ready for the second half kickoff, Lehigh will receive the football as Ridgeview will kick it away. Ridgeview in the first half with a score, making it 28-7. It's been an entertaining game. I know the score doesn't necessarily say it's been an entertaining game, but Lehigh's moved the football, made some plays. Ridgeview's moved the football, made some plays. Really good hard hitting. There haven't been a ton of penalties, so it's been a pretty clean game. Overall, the penalties kind of came early in the first, and since then, not many penalties at all. As Lehigh will come out now, as Ridgeview will kick it away. Ridgeview will kick it right to left on your radio dial, so Lehigh will go left to right on your radio dial once their offense hits the field. Try to keep up with some of these scores as well. Of course, ET's got, at the end of the game, he'll have the scoreboard show. He'll update us on the six-man Alaskan football team in that in District 8. Return here to the left side, looking to try to actually reverse and field, and he's going to be dropped just beyond the 15-yard line. That was number 32 on the return and tried to make it all the way around, and nothing doing on that one. Because that was Andrew Holmes as he's ripped down at the 17-yard line. So Lehigh will start deep in their own territory. Play. 28-7 if you're just joining us. The Wolfpack put the points on the board. Had a couple turnovers in that first half. One of them led to the only score for Lehigh off an 18-yard screen pass. As it was pentagraphed early, and that's the only score for Lehigh. As they come out going left to right on your radio dial. Receivers to each side. Handoff goes. This is Huff. Huff makes a skip step to the left side. This time he's met around the left end that time. Looks like number 17 was the man who met him there. As that was Honaker. And there's a flag on the play. Had to be some extracurriculars. And I think it's going to be against, well, let's see. Trying to see what the call is going to be here. Ridgeview does have a sideline warning from the first half. And it looks like they're going to move the ball backwards. So it's going to be a dead ball personal foul penalty against Lehigh. So that'll back them up all the way inside their own 10-yard line. That's sportsmanlike conduct is what was officially called. So that'll back them all the way up to the 8-yard line, it looks like. It's the formation. Lehigh going left to right on your radio dial. Twins formation, twins on each side, so two receivers on the left and right. Huff and Pendergraph, the only two in the backfield now. In that pistol form, in that pistol formation, Huff now motions right beside a Pendergraph on the right side. Here comes a snap, and Ridgeview jumping all over the place. I think they called him in the neutral zone, maybe we'll see. But they were definitely showing. Actually, it's going to be a false start against Lehigh. So Ridgeview was running up in the gaps, and one of the linemen for Lehigh got a little bit of a lean to him. So that's going to be second 23 now from the 4-yard line. What a great way to start the second half of the Lehigh Generals. Same formation. Shotgun pistol. Huff now. Actually didn't motion. Pendergraft throws it. Oh, and tried to throw a bullet to Early. That was a pass that got picked off last time, and Early couldn't get that one either. It's open. I mean, they've really done damage in the middle of the field. All those screens that they've ran has really been middle screens. Huff had a third and long that was in the first quarter. That was a middle halfback screen, and they had the Early wide receiver screen. They've thrown some They've thrown some slants. That's been open. The first one, Early could have went all the way. I'm sorry, it wasn't Early. It was number 20 was the man, Scott Napier. If he'd have caught it, he'd still been running. And it just tipped off his hands, and it was picked off by the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Comes a snap. Play clock down to zero, and they're going to get a delay game penalty. Boy, not a great start for Lehigh here. And that'll back him up half a distance to the goal, so that'll put him, that's 2-yard line. Third and 25 now. I think it's safe to say this won't be fourth down territory. As Lehigh, I don't think there's, as they say in the football game, there's not a lot of plays for fourth and 25 on the old play sheet. They got twins to the left side now, one receiver to the right. They adjusted just a little. They got an up back, an H back to the left side of the left tackle. Here comes a snap, looking to throw on the slant again. That time it's going to be broken up. Great job, as that was number 5 on the coverage. Jalen Deal was the man that broke it up, and Lehigh will punt this ball away from their own end zone. A lot of time ticked off. 10:30 remaining here in the third. Don't forget, at the end of the conclusion of this game here on WAXM, ET will be doing the scoreboard show. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Steve Williams, the rock legend, the professor of rock history, will have the vault starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Punt is up, and it is a high one. Be fair, caught at the 38-yard line, maybe 37-yard line, as Ridgeview will start in the Lehigh general territory. We'll be back here on 93.5 WAXM.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
Shotgun formation on 935. Handoff goes to Honaker, and he'll hit the middle of the line and drop. Number 41 was the first man there for the Lehigh Generals. That is Evan Scott. So he carried for about a gain on the yard on the play. Back looking to kind of run here. They got away from Honaker in the second quarter. He did score that last touchdown. He had two carries on that last drive in the second quarter, little pitch plays. But it was really O'Quinn. They ran a lot of quarterback keeper over the right side of the quarterback power, I guess, and he would just kind of choose if he wanted to cut it up inside or go to the outside. O'Quinn now under center. Quick pitch again to Honaker, trying to get around the right side, and does. He's to the 30, 25, and he's ran out of bounds around the 24-yard line. Actually, they'll mark him on 26. That should be a first down or really close to it. And it will be a first down for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. A lot of games at the half right now. Of course, the big one at Bullitt Park, Union all over Gate City, 20-0, the last we heard in the second quarter. Arcova over Castlewood 51-0 in Cumberland District action. His pitch goes to the left side. He's going to cut it back up. It's his Honeaker up the middle now. Started on a pitch and cut it back up behind the guard, and he'll pick up around 5 on the play. A lot of hard-nosed running from both teams tonight, but both offensive lines have played really well, but Reedview, you could tell, just wearing down that defensive front of the Lehigh Generals. The blocking in general, we had a couple holding penalties, but it's been pretty clean all game. Both lines very well coached. They've done a really good job tonight. It's just the difference that Reedview has been able to power it in to get some points on the board. Lehigh showing blitz now. Here comes a snap. Handoff goes. This is Deal. Deal to the left side, and he will be about a yard short of the first down. As that was number 52 for the Lehigh Generals on the tackle, Hayden Hobbs. Listen to 935 WAXM. My name's Aaron Collier. I'm usually on WLSD, usually doing Cumberland District football at home with the J.I. Burton Raiders. But they have a bye week, so I've been called to duty here on WAXM as we have the action for Bullet Park, Union, and Gate City. As Jacob and Corey, no doubt, doing a good job over there on WLSD. Handoff goes to the left side, and this is Deal. He can be slammed down. But not before he reaches inside the 15-yard line down to the 12. Like it's opposite day here on the airwaves. Maybe. The WLSD traded me in a ham sandwich for Corey and Jacob on get me over here on WAXM, so. Just kidding. Shotgun formation. Here comes the snap. Looking to throw. Handoff goes. Actually, Deal trying to get around the corner. And nice stiff arm. And he's going to carry up for about a 7-yard gain and throw out of bounds. And Deal, another carry on the outside. Got a great stiff arm around the 10 and just carried up. And it'll be first and – actually, let me see. Be second. And – he can still get a first down inside the 2-yard line, so it'll be second around 5. Actually, 4, so would be the official one. It's going to mark on the 6-yard line. Gives you a good little drive here. Still in the backfield. O'Quinn under – nope, yep, he'll be under center this time. Big bunch set, 2 receivers to the left side and twins, and he's going to drop the ball, fumble. And he's going to pick it up and get dropped for a loss. And there's a flag on the play. And they're going to get a spearing call? Or leading with the helmet 1, according to – as number 60 was the man that grabbed him. I don't think he was the one that did it. I think it had to be someone else coming in. And we'll see what the call is, but I'm pretty sure it's either – it'll be a personal foul against the Lehigh Generals, and I think they're going to call him for leading with the helmet in the pile there. And it'll be a first down, automatic first down, and so make it first and goal for the Ridgeview Wolfpack to around the 3-yard line. O'Quinn now will go under center. Comes the snap. Quick pitch again to the left side. Honeaker walks in untouched for the score as Ridgeview makes it 34-7. The Wolfpack definitely in control now if they weren't before. And with 7:10 remaining here in the third quarter, the Wolfpack looks staring 5-0 right in the face. Extra point coming up for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is. Actually, I think he missed that one. He missed it. Missed it to the left. So the night of perfection for kicker is almost 2 weeks of perfect kicking from one team, and that one missed wide left. We'll be back here on WAXM 93.5. your home for Mountain District football. 34-7 is your score. The Ridgeview Wolfpack here on homecoming all over the Lehigh Generals.
Don't carry more than you have to. Pay with just a swipe or tap by adding your Lee Bank debit card to your mobile wallet for quick and secure payment. From mobile wallet to mobile check deposit to Lee Bank's free online banking services, Lee Bank stays ahead of the game to deliver the latest banking products to their customers. You can see all that Lee Bank offers by stopping by one of their locations in Bristol, Jonesville, or Pennington Gap, or going online at LeeBank24.com. Lee Bank at one of their four locations or LeeBank24.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
93.5 WAXM. My name's Aaron Collier. We are here at Rose Ridge here at Ridgeview High School and the Wolfpack. Y'all on homecoming night. Defending home turf with no problem here with the Lehigh Generals as they lead 34-7. Don't forget, at the conclusion of this game, ET will bring you some scores on the scoreboard show. He gets all these scores, man. I don't know where he gets them. I think he's got some kind of tapped into the sports multiverse or something to get all these scores. Kick is high for the kickoff. Lehigh will field at their own 5-yard line, trying up the right side, and he's going to be hit and dropped. Carries across the 25 to around the 26. That's number 32 on the return, Andrew Holmes. I think we can call E.T. the Doctor Strange of the sports multiverse. I think that's a pretty safe assumption. Dr. E.T. Lehigh now will go left to right on your radio dial. Huff and Pendergraft. See in the backfield. They're going to run a trips formation to the right side. Now, they run a lot of screens, a lot of middle screens. Excuse me. Off this player, one touchdown came off of this formation as well. On a middle screen. They'll run early. It's going to be a quick sweep to the left side as they ran early from right to left, and he is gobbled up. Number 8 was the man that wrapped him up for Ridgeview, Coulter Scanlon, but really it was the whole defensive line got penetration and really made him kind of go around a couple guys, and Scanlon was the man that cleaned up, but great job of gap assignment as he had to go around two interior defensive linemen before Scanlon came down and got him from his end position. Looked promising for Lehigh in that first drive, but man, since they fumbled in deep in Ridgeview territory, had its third and goal from the 6. They just have not been able to get anything going. Pendergraft looks deep. He throws deep. He's got his man wide open. This is number 32 on the grab across the 30 to the 25. Fight with a Ridgeview defender down to the 20-yard line. As that is number 32, number 32, Andrew Holmes. Number 5, Jalen Deal is the man that brought him down, but there is a flag on the play. And they're moving the chain, so I'm guessing it's not against. Well, they may have picked another one up. Yeah, it's going to be actually a personal foul penalty on the Ridgeview Wolfpack. It's going to be another 15 yards on top of that play. So a big-time pass play. And this will bring it down all the way. It went from the 25 of Lehigh all the way down to the 20. And then we'll attack on some more yardage to bring it down to 10. They may have marked him out near the 25, because that's a 15-yard penalty. They marked it on the 10, so they may have marked him out at the 25. So 25-25, and Lehigh now sitting pretty, trying to get another score on the board as they trail 34-7. And jumping all over, we'll see. I know Ridgeview jumped into the neutral zone, but I think they're going to get a false start penalty on Lehigh. Remember, if you don't touch a guy, you can jump out of the neutral zone. The offensive line has to stay put unless they react to touch you. And if you can get back, it's not offside. Defense can jump back if they want. Trip formation to the left side. Lehigh going left around your radio dial. Lone receiver to the right. Pendergraph looking to throw. It's going to be a screen pass. Almost. Whoa! And that's going to be incomplete. I don't think he ever had control of the ball. It's definitely a forward pass. Ritchie fans wanting a fumble, but, man, he never got a hold of it. And Ritchie really had that scouted. Of course, the last couple screens, they've had some guys on there, but Lehigh's really blocked them well. And that time, everybody and their mom knew where it was going. As Lehigh gets to play from the sideline, they do run a no-huddle offense. They do not huddle up. And Lehigh's going to have to call a timeout here. It's a little confusion there. 5:25 remaining. 34-7 is your score here on 935 WAXM. As here on homecoming here at Rose Ridge, the Wolfpack lead the Lehigh Generals.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
935 WAXM. As the Wolfpack here on homecoming night leads the Lehigh Generals 34-7. Scores from around the region. As John Battle trails Patrick Perrin 21-19 in the third. At the half, Union leads Gate City 28-0 at Bullitt Park. Lebanon over Richlands 21-0 as they start the third quarter. Princeton over Tazewell 21-0 at the half. And Honaker 58-6 in the third quarter against Grundy. They scored 52 in that first half. It's not a good night for the Golden Wave. Grayson County, Oliver Giles 42-0 in the third quarter as well. Rocco 51-0 at the half. Over Castlewood and Chilhowie over Northwood 30-0 in the third quarter. Shotgun formation. Two receivers to the left and the right. Looking to throw. Pendergraph comes the other way on a screen. It's going to be caught. Great job by Early. And he's going to fumble the ball. But he got licked. A great job to corral the play. But, man, he got hit hard. As that was number 59 low in the boom. Austin Rose. A clean tackle just right around the midsection. Early did a great job of corralling the ball, and when he turned the run, Austin Rose took him down. Great rapid drive down on the turf. And it's going to be a third and 20. 34-7 is your score. Trip formation to the left. Huff the lone setback, looking to throw. Pendergraph on the slant, and it's going to be incomplete low on the play. Looking for number 32 has been his main man on the drive, Andrew Holmes. Just a little low. Pendergraph threw it where only his guy could get it, and it's going to be incomplete as it hit the ground. Don't forget, at the conclusion of this game, as we get towards the end of the third quarter here, 4:33 remaining. AT will have scores from all over the place. As he'll cover Northeast Tennessee, Southwest Virginia. Here comes the snap, looking to throw. Looks. Nope. Steps up. Pendergraph throws to the end zone, and it is going to be almost intercepted. He was looking for a up. And almost picked off by number 33 for the Wolfpack, Alan Mullins, and they'll go down to the pass break. But, boy, he had that right in his hand. A lot of those tonight. A lot of those had in his hands moments tonight. As the Wolfpack will take over at the 20-yard line. as O'Quinn comes out of the huddle. Shotgun formation deals a lone setback. They got Honaker in the slot now on the right side. They're going right to left on your radio dial. Twins on both sides of the formation. Here comes a snap. Handoff goes, nope, it's going to be a keeper, and O'Quinn will keep it up the middle, spins free, and will get up near the 25 to the 26. If you're Ridgey, you're probably looking just to run some clock here. Trying to get out of here with no injuries as O'Quinn takes the ball. No score doesn't really show it, but it's been an entertaining game. I mean, both teams have really kind of, especially in that first half, kind of went up and down the field just a little bit, but some turnovers have really stopped a couple drives, and Lee High has had the inability to try to get in the end zone. It's been a struggle. They've moved the ball between 10 and 10, but they haven't been able to get it in. Looking to throw. No, it's going to be a handoff to Deal. He'll carry up the left side. Great cut as he started towards the right, cut right back up the middle. 65 was the man that tripped him up for Lee High. That was Jaron Schuler. Don't forget Saturday, The Vault with Steve Williams, 7 p.m. Eastern time here on on WLSD. Listen to some great classic rock, and like I said, he's a scholar of that rock and roll life. Here comes a snap. Looking to throw, and it's going to be caught. Great snagged out of the air by Honaker, and he's trying to reverse field and does, and he's finally tripped up. 15 caught him around the ankle. 9, boy, if he would have got around that, if he would have got by 15, that's Cutchin Wynn. Branson Honaker would have been gone. But great job sticking with the play for Wynn. It'll be a first down for Ridgeview as Honaker does get the first down. They move Honaker around a lot, man. He started out at wide receiver, pushed him back to running back. I mean, he's just kind of all over the place. And timeout. Looks like there's equipment. Is it look like one of the Lee High players dropped their mouthpiece, and he's going to run and get it there. Shotgun formation for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Honaker alone set back with O'Quinn. He's going to get the carry up the left side, and he'll carry – drive his legs up near the 39. And the clock will continue to run. 2:27 remaining here in the third quarter. Ridgeview going right to left on your radio dial. Don't forget, at the conclusion of the game, we got the scoreboard show with E.T. Got Eddie back running the board, doing a great job. Handoff goes up the right side. This is Deal. Deal runs a man over. Boy, oh, boy, he may be gone. 40, 30, 35, 20, 25, and down across. He'll be knocked out at the 20. Boy, he ran right up over the safety of Lee High. And Deal's not a big dude. I mean, he got really low and ran right behind his pass. He's 5'8", 150. And we'll be hearing his name a lot. He's only a sophomore. Boy, he ran right up over top of that safety. And the safety broke down, was there, and he just decided, hey, I'm not going to juke you. I'm just going to bust down the door there. Big-time carry down to the 20-yard line of the Lee High Generals. Another shotgun formation here. Trips to the left side of the formation. Goes his Deal again, trying to go left side, cuts it right back up into the tackle area, and picks up a couple on the play. 1:34 remaining here in the third quarter. If you're just joining us, Ridgeview 34-7 over Lee High here on homecoming. Here on Rose Ridge. Love coming up here. Great facility. As they have basically a sports campus. They got the football field, got the softball and baseball field behind me. And just a great place to play sports here in Southwest Virginia. Comes a snap, handoff goes to the left side, trying to get around the corner. He does to the 15, to the 10, drives his way across the 10. Actually, I think they'll mark him right at the 10-yard line. And Dill getting some work here late in the game, making his carries count. Union up at the half, 28-0 on Gate City. That's on WAXM, or WLSD. I'm sorry, I'm used to saying WLSD all night, and now I'm saying WAXM because I usually say up on WAXM. Here comes the snap. Handoff goes up the middle to Deal. He's going to be wrapped and dropped backwards. 55 was the man for Lehigh that was there first. Casey Mooneyhan. I'd like to thank our sponsors here tonight. Our season sponsors, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Advisor, Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MCC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, and Pepsi, all season sponsors here on WXM 93.5 for the 2023 football season. For the game, Funk Drilling, Funk Drilling is a season sponsor as well. I'm sorry, it was not written in small letters, so it was capitalized. Funk Drilling is a season sponsor as well. Thank you, Funk Drilling. Appy Wireless Arena, don't forget John Party will be there. Morgan McClure Ford, Village Pharmacy, West End Pharmacy, and Lee Bank and Trust. We head to the fourth quarter here on Rose Ridge here on homecoming, 34-7, the Wolfpack all over the Generals, 93.5 WAXM, your home for the best in Southwest Virginia football.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Crane Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-affiliate.
Here on 93.5 WAXM, it's a party here on Rose Ridge as the Wolfpack head to the fourth quarter, looking to go 5-0. I was talking to the guys here in the booth, say they have way too much fun up here playing all these old 90s, 2000 tracks. Everybody gets them pumped up. Have you ever been up here? I implore you to come up here for a game. The field's great. Like I said, this is like a sports complex. They're doing a really good job of putting their fields on their campus here. I think ET will agree with me on that. Just a beautiful campus up here. Ridgeview has it going left to right on your radio dial at the 10-yard line. Handoff goes looking to throw, and they're going to get it out. This is number 8. He's going to take it in from the score for 10 yards out. Third touchdown of the game for O'Quinn, and the tight end gets his score, number 8, as he leaks out into the flat. Colter Scanlon for the score. A lot of points put up as Ridgeview has averaged 40 points per game. Of course, last week, I believe they only put up 16. I may be wrong on that if I read it wrong. They did get the win last week. 40-7 is your score now as the snap is down, kick is up, and it's all good. 41-7 is your score as we begin the fourth quarter with Ridgeview touchdown from 10 yards out. We're back here on 93.5 WAXM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Back down 93.5 WAXM. ET will appreciate it. They got the Wolfpack theme playing here at Rose Ridge. As the lyrics go, Wolfpack calls them mass destruction. They sure are on the Lehigh Generals tonight here on homecoming here on Rose Ridge. Ridge will kick it off from left to right on your radio dial. They lead 41-7 now. Good kick as this Lehigh will field it on their own 10. trying to get around to the sideline. He's got some room, runs a man over, and up near the 30. They'll mark him around the 29. I believe that was 32 on the return for the Lehigh Generals. That is Andrew Holmes. As Wolfpack theme rings out one more time here. Last we heard from Bullet Park, 28-0 Union at the half. Patrick Henry in the third quarter leads John Battle 28-19. Graham and Virginia High, Graham 21-14 in the third. Lebanon up on Richlands 28-0. Tazewell trails Princeton 21-0. Galax all over Auburn 50-0. Fort Chiswell 49, East Montgomery 0, Honeaker 58, Grundy 6. Lehigh will come out. Of course, Rocco 51-0 over Castlewood at the half, last we heard. Pistol formation, handoff goes to Huff up the middle, and I'm sorry, new running back in there, number 41, gets his first carry. It's Evan Scott, the junior. Lehigh moved the football. They got, I mean, you know, when you look at talent, Lehigh's got some talent. Pendergraft's a good quarterback. He's got Early out there, who's just really fun to watch. The speedster on the outside. Huff has been amazing at running back and has received the ball, but they've just been unable to match scores. They've been moving the football, and they have a mistake. They have a negative play. I mean, we've seen it with teams with some athletes. They can kind of keep up for a little bit, but the mistakes really come back to haunt them. And with Ridgeview, they've made mistakes, but they've been able to come back for them and capitalize and put some points on the board. And he's going to be hit and dropped. It's an outplay, long outplay. Good throw by Pendergraft to get there. Just even better job of reading it as number 12 for the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Ron O'Quinn stops him on the near sideline. Number 20 was the man on the grab, Scotty Napier. .10:30 on the clock here in the fourth quarter, 41-7. The clock now will continuously run. So even though that has an incomplete pass, the clock will continue to run due to the score. Don't forget, at the conclusion of this game, ET will have scores from all over the multiverse. Looking to throw, looking, throws, and it'll be tipped, and another tipped interception for the Wolfpack, and he's going to take it to the 25, down to the 20, and he'll be tackled around the 19-yard line. Boy, oh boy, another tipped interception tonight. And that is number 10. Boy, he's had a man. Hayden Baker, two touchdowns, an interception. Had a lot of big receptions in this game to really move the chains. And a lot of those have been on his own, just screen passes. He's made moves on the two touchdowns. One was a short out pass that he top drove the last 5 yards into the end zone. The other one was a screen pass. Guy's move and rumbled his way down inside, down to the front pylon for the touchdown. Pistol formation, twins to the left. To the left and right of the formation. Ridgeview going left and right after the interception. Handoff goes to 15. He's trying to get around the corner. Rumbles his way across the 12 to around the 11. I believe that was number 15 on the carry. Cutchin Wynn, that'll be his first carry, the freshman. Number 15, Chase Fuller is the man, the junior, with his first carry of the game, I believe. That's all I'll say. Don't forget, Eric Tyler Mullins has a scoreboard show. Bring you all the scores in the multiverse here in Southwest Virginia, Northeast Tennessee, Kentucky. I guess that'd be what, Southwest Kentucky? I don't know. I don't know my directions here. Here comes a snap. Looking, handoff goes up the, no, he's going to try to cut it to the outside. Nothing doing on that play. He'll actually lose a couple. And don't forget, tomorrow night, 7 Eastern on WLSD, The Vault with Steve Williams. Playing some great classic rock. And, you know, that could be anything at this point, 70s, 80s. I heard the Foo Fighters on classic rock, which is my rock and roll, Nirvana. You know, those are all classic rock now to a lot of us. But you'll be hearing a lot of stuff on WLSD. And I tell you, Steve is a historian of rock music, and so you'll get a rock education as well. Here comes the snap. Hand goes, looking to throw, quick out, and he's going to drop it. Excuse me. And that was on fourth down. So Lee will have the football going right to left now. They'll have first and 10 on their own 11-yard line. So Ridgeview couldn't convert the fourth down from the 11. Or fourth down, sorry. They had done a loss on the play prior. So it was fourth and around 5 from the 19. Actually, this is fourth down. They're running out the special team. I'll get right here in a minute. It looked like a flip-flop there, but here comes the field goal attempt here. Snap is up, and that's going to be blocked. I believe somebody got a hand on it. He looked like he got a hand on it, kind of fluttered to the left side short. So Lee High will take over now after the missed field goal. .826 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 41-7 is your score. Ridgeview here on homecoming night. They still have homecoming dances after these things. I'm not for sure anymore, but I know we did back in the day. So they'll have fun. Just make sure you take a shower before you go, guys. Don't head over all sweaty and stuff. Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Advisor Jason Serro, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pete the King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, and Funk Drilling, all season sponsors here on 935 WAXM. Appy, don't forget, John Party will be at Appy Wireless Arena, so get your tickets there. Morgan McClure Ford, Village Pharmacy, West End Pharmacy, and Lee Bank and Trust, all game sponsors this evening. We thank all of our sponsors, season and game sponsors. So at the first of the program, I'll say it again, those sponsors help us bring a lot of people, whether it's the elderly who can't get out, people who live too far away, maybe just got something going on Friday you can't get out of, you can't make it to the field. It just helps us get these games out to a lot of people that want to listen. Don't forget, we do stream as well as we send it out through the FM wave. Here comes the snap. Handoff goes up the middle, and he's going to make a great move. Good job. Have a first down. That's number 41 for the Generals. Oh, that's Evan Scott with another carry. I'd like to thank my little girl, Meredith Jane. I don't know if she's listening to Nana's tonight, but I always like to thank her for letting her dad come out and do this. And, of course, my beautiful, beautiful wife for letting me come out on Friday night and have some fun calling high school football, man. Football has been a big part of my life, big part of our life, actually. We're both big Tennessee fans, and my story started at a Tennessee spring game. I won't get too mushy on you, but love her very much. Love you very much, Shauna Marie. And timeout will be called by Lee High. Looks like they had somewhat of an alignment issue there. 6:56 remaining, 41-7 is your score as Ridgeview leads here in this Mountain 7 District clash. We'll be back here on 935 WAXM.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizzas, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
We're back here on 935 WAXM. My name's Aaron Collier, as we are here at Rose Ridge here on homecoming as the Wolfpack leads 41-7. Joe Howie 37-0 in the third quarter. Rockhope 63-0 over Castlewood in the fourth. Holston over Hurley 31-0 at the half. Holdacre, that's a final, 58-6 over Grundy. Grayson County final, 42-7 over Giles. Handoff goes, actually a keeper, and he's going to be hit and dropped. Great job by 71 for the Wolfpack of Ridgeview. That's Jaden Johnson with the stop for a loss. Be fourth down with 6:44 remaining. And Lehigh will punt this ball away. Fort Chiswell over Eastern Montgomery, 56-0 in the fourth. Galax final, 50-0 over Auburn. Princeton 35-0 over Tazewell. Lebanon continues to lead Richlands 28-0 in the fourth quarter. Graham 21, Virginia High 14 in the fourth. So that game's close in the fourth. G-Man trying to get back on track after that loss to Union at home last week. Patrick Henry 35-19 over John Battle in the fourth. And Union, I have a feeling it's probably past halftime now, but it's 28-0 was the last score we had at the half over Gate City. Putt fielded on the 48-yard line of Ridgeview, and he'll fall forward to the 50. That was number one, Alex Evans, on the return. I'd like to thank Willie and WAXM and WLSD for allowing me to come out and do this on Friday nights. Of course, Karina's usually my board person. She's on WLSD helping Jacob and Corey over there. And believe me, they need a lot of help. I'm just kidding. Eddie's done a great job. I mean, Eddie done that WLSD for years, so it's like coming home with Eddie on the board. And, of course, we all know E.T. doing a great job collecting scores and Eddie making sure E.T. behaves, as he is the key to the multiversal scores. Handoff goes up the middle. This is 15 on the carry. He's going to drag a couple guys. Chase Fuller. Also, would like to thank my employer, Crutchfield. They do an amazing job of trying to get me out of here. I'm off every other Friday, so they do a really good job of moving around hours, putting me where they need me, and being able to get off early on those Fridays that I do work. So I do appreciate it a lot. They've done it every year. I didn't start doing football until probably about probably my seventh or eighth year at Crutchfield. I'd done it for Heritage TV. Shout out to Dave at Heritage TV. Stopped for a while, and my dad called. Was like, "Hey, we're in a bond here. Steve needs some help." And I found out Steve needs a lot of help. I miss Steve Williams tremendously. Steve didn't need my help, but I do appreciate him letting me set in and get started. And I've been doing it ever since, and it's been fun and great. And did some radio with Shane Hubbard. He's one of the best men. I learned under his learning tree, and he's great. I've always said, you know, Shane's great. I've worked with a lot of great people. Steve Williams is, in my personal opinion, man, I mean, me and him click from the get-go. Usually there's some feeling out there when you get a new broadcast partner, but we just clicked right away, and I told him I'm keeping the seat warm for him. He's out there being a dad like he's supposed to, watching his kid in the band and doing the whole band life. My mom and dad did the same thing with my brother Joe, and the band's great, so he's doing the right thing. 15 on the run now, the left side across the 30, 25, and he'll be tripped up across the 25. We are almost to the 5-minute mark now, as that was number 15 with the carry one more time, Fuller. A lot of people think tonight, I figure I'd take some time here as the Ridgeview Wolfpack trying to wrap this one up, trying to go 2-0 in the Mountain 7. Shout out to my mom and dad listening as well. Love you guys. Here comes the snap. Handoff goes up the middle, and this is number 20 on the carry. Some new names getting out there. Blake Gale on the carry. We'll be back in Cumberland District next week as the Alberton Raiders back in action. They're trying to get their first win, man. Struggling a little bit. A young football team, only two seniors on that squad. And remember when I looked at the roster, I said, man, young team. They still got some athletes on there, so they'll be fine. But Coach Caudill's doing a good job trying to coach those guys up. And they play hard, man, just like Eastern teams, just hard all the way through, no matter what the score is. And that's a great sign of a team, of a young football team. And I think Jay Alburn will be just fine as the years kind of move forward. Handoff goes up the right side, trying to get around the corner, and burst of speed. Man, number 20's got some speed to him. That's, again, Blake Gale on the carry. As Ridgeview moves inside the 10, so that first and goal on the 9-yard line. Don't forget, at the conclusion of this one, Eric Tyler Mullins will have his powers ready to go for the multiverse of scores here in Southwest Virginia, Northeast Tennessee, and Kentucky. Ridgeview comes out, twins formation, going left to right on your radio dial, two receivers to each side. Handoff goes up the middle again. This is Gale, carries inside the 5-yard line at the 3-minute mark now. He'll have all the scores, man. I'm just going over some scores I think are important to where we are, but he's going to have scores all over the place. So if you're a high school football enthusiast and likes to keep up with not only Southwest Virginia but the surrounding teams in Tennessee and Kentucky, sometimes he'll cover some North Carolina teams. I've heard him say some North Carolina teams, and so he gets all those scores, man. It's pretty amazing how he collects. And for people that don't know, he has his big notebook that he comes in early on game days, and he writes them all down, and he erases them and rewrites them when scores change. He's pretty amazing. He just continues to do such great work here for 93.5 and 92.5 WAKM and WLSD. As Ridgeview takes it back into the end zone for the score. And it was number 34, I think, got the touchdown on that one, if I'm not mistaken. Kanan Peaks for the score in Ridgeview. 47-7 is your score with the extra point pending. Don't forget our sponsors, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo, Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, and some health keepers. Air Serve, My Town, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, all season sponsors here for WAXM 93.5. Hold is down, kick is up, and it is good. And don't forget our game sponsors, Happy Wireless Arena. They got John Pardee coming in. I think it's Pardee. I've been saying Pardee, but Pardee. Morgan McClure Ford, Village Pharmacy, West End Pharmacy, and Lee Bank and Trust. Go support our local businesses who support us to bring you awesome football here in Southwest Virginia. We'll be back, 93.5 WAXM. It's the Ridgeview Wolfpack all over Lee High, 48-7.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MorganMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
We're back here on 93.5 WAXM. I told my wife it took me a little bit not to say 92.5 all night, because I'm usually on WLSD, and so don't change the channel. I'm here on 93.5 tonight as Jacob and Corey takes over, invades WLSD 92.5 with Union and Gate City. Here comes the kick, high kick, and it will be fielded around, actually bounced at the 25. Lehigh's trying to get the ball. Number one will be tripped up back at the 15-yard line, as it was number one who scooped it up. That's Zach Gregory, the young sophomore. Clock down near the 2-minute mark now. It's been all Ridgeview. That first half was interesting. Lehigh was moving the football, just a lot of mistakes. And the difference is that Ridgeview had some mistakes, but they scored three times early to really jump out to a lead. Lehigh fumbled inside the 5-yard line of Ridgeview, and that really kind of started the downward spiral for the Generals. But they've moved the ball. They've got some talent, but the difference is Ridgeview's got more talent. And they've been able to overcome their mistakes tonight by putting the points on the board. And again, Ridgeview, another elite team here in 2023 here in Southwest Virginia. Here comes the snap. Hand off goes. They're going right to left on your radio dial, right straight up the gut into a massive amount of Wolfpack. He's driven backwards. Been a pretty clean game. We've had some flags. We had some personal foul penalties. Tempers flare a little bit out there. But it's been decently clean. Third quarter, Lehigh started off really bad with a couple penalties, but it's not been too terrible. Both offensive lines have played really well, I think. Even Lehigh being down what they are here has really played great. So Rock Cove, just they announced over the PA, 70-0 over Castlewood, I believe. And that, I believe, this, if it's not final, it's been final for a little bit. Rocco continues their dominance in the Cumberland. Handoff goes up the right side. It's going to be a first down for Lehigh, and that should do it. 25 seconds remaining. And Lehigh's going to try to get off another play here. And that's it. Fireworks go off here at Rose Ridge here on homecoming night. 48-7 is your score as the Ridgeview Wolfpack go to 5-0, and the Lehigh Generals fall to 2-2. Of course, Ridgeview undefeated 2-0 in the Mountain 7. Lehigh falls to 0-2 in the Mountain 7 District. I'll send it back to the station. We'll come back for a quick game recap. It is all ET and scores from here on out. We'll be back here on WXM 93.5 from Rose Ridge.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
We're back here on WAXM 93.5 WAXM. We're here at Rose Ridge as the Ridgeview Wolfpack defeat the Lehigh Generals 48-7. Tell you what, big game from Hayden Baker tonight. Had a couple touchdowns on the receiving end of some short passes. He kind of took the rest of the way from O'Quinn. And a great game, had an interception as well, a couple big tackles for Baker. Just worth mentioning, he was all over the place tonight. Just a really good football game for him. And of course, for the Lehigh Generals, you got to give up to Grayson Huff. He was playing all over the place tonight. Someone that we've seen a lot here on WLSD and WAXM. So good game for him as well. Both teams played hard, but the Wolfpack win 48-7. Here at Rose here. Of course, for Lehigh, they have Rock Cove next week. Should be a good one at Rock Cove. That should be interesting. Rock Cove just hung 70 on Castlewood as they win 70-0 tonight. And ET, I'm sure, will go over that when we shoot to the station. If he's going to have a little bit of a longer, I'm sure he loves it. He'll have a longer scoreboard show. And as Ridgeview gets the victory here tonight, and I was going to look to see who Ridgeview has. I didn't have it written down, my bad. Ridgeview has Richlands coming up, and they'll have it away. So there'll be an away game to Richlands next week. So if you're, let me get you caught up because I botched the Ridgeview schedule here. They travel to Richlands next week to face the Tornado, and then Lehigh will travel to Rock Cove. So both teams on the road next week. And that Lehigh-Rock Cove game should kind of be interesting. I'd like to hear E.T.'s take on that. It should be an interesting one. I mean, Lehigh's got some talent, but Rock Cove's really just steamrolling people right now, playing some really good football. They hung 70 on Castlewood tonight, so we'll see how that game goes. Very interesting game here in Southwest Virginia next week. 48-7 is your score. Homecoming defended properly here at Ridgeview High School as they go to 5-0, 2-0 in the district, the Mount 7 district. Lehigh falls to 2-2, and we'll go 0-2 in the Mount 7 as well. We're going to shoot it back to the station for the halftime show, halftime scoreboard show with Eric Tyler Mullins, the multiverse master of scores here in Southwest Virginia. Eddie did a great job on the board, and we'll be back next week. And I'll be back at J.I. Burton, Lawson Fisco. We'll be back next week in the Cumberland District with our J.I. Burton Raiders on 92.5 WLSD. Thank you for tuning in to WAXM 93.5. Aaron out.